It's the Tiltcast, episode 97, Girlfriend Mode.
You suck.
Are you fucking kidding
she
me?
She said, I'll pause, and you can say something.
No,
I said, between whenever he says it, I will pause, I will wait.
You weren't
wait.
Pausing because you weren't going yet.
I was pausing. Do you know what's going
After
on?
It's the Tiltcast, episode 97, Girlfriend Mode.
Oh, stop hitting me! Oh, the neighbors are gonna fucking eat my balls.
Victor!
I was looking at Holly, I'm sorry, she's distracting. Can you blame me?
I don't have my tits.
It's the Tiltcast, episode 97, Girlfriend Mode.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm horrible at this game. Stop hitting me! The neighbors aren't gonna bite anymore. We don't even have a second floor, so how can I fall down the stairs?
In this episode, we're gonna talk about Darksiders 2. Dark Sector, Total Recall, and a shit ton of other movies. So stay fucking tuned.
Learn to aim.
Bitch.
Don't suck at this.
All right, we're back with another episode. Unfortunately, I'm your moderator once again. And to my left, I have...
Hey, guys.
Yeah, Vic. Across from me, being social on her network, is Holly.
Hey.
Put your fucking phone up.
I'm on our
you don't get a chance to read right now.
Our
there.
Twitter
you don't
account?
Get a chance to
Thank
say
you.
Anyway. And then to my right is Justin.
Hey, what's up?
And of course I am Trent. So, what's everybody been doing, Justin? What have you been doing?
Been busy with work.
It's the Prozac cast tonight.
No, it's after, especially after how hype we were last cast. I mean, that was a pretty good show.
Like, we're just here tonight. What are you guys doing?
That was one of the best shows we've had in a long time.
Oh, really? What was I talking about?
That's
vagina
what
and boxing? What was it? I remember that. I just remember.
I don't know. Right. You brought that up while we were at work.
Yeah, I was like, what
did
I say?
No, idea what you're talking
no, it was like
about.
The other day I said, what was that joke I made about boxing and vaginas?
No, you just said that today.
No, it was the other day.
No, it was today.
Thank you for mixing something
today.
Up. I don't remember about boxing
today,
and vaginas.
Yeah,
no, there
I
was something
have no
I
idea what
show.
He's talking about. I think you just dreamt it last night and then brought it up today.
I didn't bring it up today.
Yeah, you did.
Dude, it was the other fucking day. You went out on...
That's
you
probably,
went out like,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm probably wrong, because
yeah,
I get
you
everything
totally
mixed
are,
up.
So. I was too busy to think about that today. Anyway, so Justin, what have you been doing?
Been real socially.
Turned into a Murloc, huh?
Been being social. Been playing some games, but not as many as I'd like. I actually had to take today off because I've been... working for 16 days straight. So today's my first day to actually sort of sleep in. Kind of nice, honestly.
Nice.
Been playing a little bit of Darksiders 2. We'll talk about that a little bit here in a second. Mm-hmm. But also going back through Fallout still. I mean, Fallout is still a really good game. Fallout New Vegas. Mm-hmm. I kind of see where people have issues with it because there's not as many dungeons in it, you know?
Yeah.
If you want to just look in that classic RPG sense, like you think about... What makes an RPG? Well, you got traversal, you got conversations, you got quests, and then you always have dungeons of one sort of another. You know, it's like Mass Effect has a different little, basically they're gauntlets of a sort, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's the different missions you have. Those are dungeons. Fallout always had vaults or something like that you go into, and Fallout New Vegas doesn't have as many vaults as it has like fetch quests and talking quests and lots of roaming the wasteland quests. And then occasionally you go into a vault, but it's not as many vaults as
it's not like Skyrim where there's a goddamn dungeon like every fucking
it was like 30 feet.
You're just like, you just hear the doom doom, and you've discovered a new fucking mine. You're like, God damn it. Fuck.
So that's
quite a bit.
Yeah,
it has a lot of dungeons, but Fallout New Vegas is fairly low on the dungeon list.
Mm-hmm.
But playing with the mod still, playing with that weather mod. That weather mod is fucking awesome. As you guys showing you guys, it was in that dust storm.
It looks really good.
And then it like went from the dust storm to rain, then it went to, well, I waited till morning, and then of course it was normal again. But it's really hard on hardcore mode.
Yeah.
Been doing the Utah quest, which is Honest Arts. And that's the one where you go out to Utah. It's really interesting. I know you haven't really cut into some of the DLC, Holly.
Yeah, I haven't.
But... one of the requirements for that quest, or to start that DLC, is says you got to have less than 100 pounds of equipment on you. If you played Fallout New Vegas very long, you know that your armor could weigh 30 pounds. So, which I usually do is I put myself in like some really, really basic gear. Like I'll take two weapons. I took like a hunting rifle and a submachine gun and a pistol. And in hardcore mode, your ammo is weighted too. So, like I carried about 20 pounds of ammo, and that's all I took. And then you got to carry food because I don't want to get fucking hungry. And then I brought a little bit of water, but getting it there at under 100 pounds was kind of difficult starting off. And then hardcore doesn't let your stim packs regenerate automatically. It's over time, so it's health over time. So it's like six health per second with a regular stim pack based on your medical skill. And so, like, it's for me, it's like 42 health over, I think it's 7 health per second for 6 seconds. So anyways, if I have to pop a stim pack, I better be taking cover too, because I could be dying. So there's that, and then there's all the debuffs from, like, super stim packs do the super debuffs on you. I can't remember exactly what it does, but you tend to get, my character tends to get addicted to everything. But I'm always using Med-X and fucking Psycho and everything else. I mean, she's a fucking junkie, but...
nice.
It works. Yeah, to up my AP, you know, and
yeah,
using steady and rebound and everything else. And then I always carry the can't remember what it is, but the one that gets rid of your addiction temporarily.
Oh yeah.
But that's been interesting. The cool thing about Utah is, like, all the water's clean, so you can actually drink all the water. And I forgot about that. And I brought all this water with me, and like, what the fuck am I gonna do with that? So I traded all my water except for, like, one bottle of water in that rare moment when I needed it, because when you start getting dehydrated, like in the regular game, that's the thing that I don't get, like, why I shouldn't ever not play this in hardcore mode. Because you carry all this food around with you, but you don't really do anything with it, you know? Like, you might as well just carry stim packs. The food's, like, pretty much worthless if you're not playing in hardcore mode. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot cooler to me. That's the part of New Vegas that I like better than 3, even though I like the design of 3 when it comes to the dungeons better.
No, I never got to actually drink water out of the lake or whatever like that, but, whenever you actually drink water out of the bottle, you keep the bottle, don't you?
No. Mm-hmm. No, you don't keep the bottle. But, yeah, like, you can make...
Because I know that whenever you have, like, soda or something like that, you keep the bottle cap, and I was thinking maybe you would actually keep the water bottle, too.
Well, there's a recipe, like, as you get higher in survivalism, where you can get dirty water and make it purified water with, like, a pitcher and some, like, empty bottles.
Yeah, but it would just be really smart if you drank your water and then filled it up with the plain water.
The smart thing to do is just to go ahead and get the Iron Gut perk, which basically nullifies all radiation, so you can just sit there and drink all the radiated water you want.
Yeah, honestly, you don't get too many rads, honestly. You find enough rad away to kind of get it.
Yeah, you don't really get affected too much. Or you can just find a water fountain. Usually you can drink out of those and be just fine.
So. Hey, who doesn't like a little mutation every now and then, right?
Yeah.
You know, change it up.
Might make your dick bigger, babe.
Well, there's that...
Know.
Poor women.
There's that perk that if YOLO. You... Well, there's that perk that if you...
Carpe diem for...
If you get too much rads, I guess it says, called like fourth limb or fifth limb or something like that. And then it means that you automatically regain health if you get one of your limbs, like, severely injured.
Yeah.
And you only regrow
the limb on... That's Fallout 3.
It is, and it's only if you get, like, over 800 rads.
Yeah.
And it's, you get... You up your rad resistance.
You have to be, like, severely radiated in order to work.
And it actually happened in that quest for the... in Megaton.
Yeah, when you're doing the quest for the survival guide, where she wants you to go off and get severely radiated. Yeah. Yeah,
you're
bleeding
all over the place over there, Vic.
I don't know.
What'd you do to yourself?
Better watch out. You don't want all AIDS.
It's a poltergeist.
But so, anyways, like, it's kind of, to me, it's more interesting because I'm now, like, delegating how much shit I'm carrying with me. I kind of have, like, my home base, you know, that I'm always going back to, like, store shit when I find something cool. But it makes you really think out more about what you're going to do. You got about an extra 50 pounds now doing it this way that I never had to worry about before. And that might be annoying to some people. It adds that whole, like, RPG-ness. Like, now I got like water, and now I have a reason for water, like, because once you get dehydrated, your endurance goes down. things with food, I can't remember exactly what happens with food. If you start not sleeping, you get these occasional woozy spells, and everything gets, like, really crazy looking, and your perception goes down, and I think your speech skill goes down, and a bunch of other things. So it's kind of neat.
So that's one thing that I always hated about that, because I'm a hoarder whenever it comes to video games. I
keep everything.
That's why you just carry a lot of buff out with you.
I take everything. I pick everything up.
No, I do the same thing. I get to that point where I'm, like, picking everything. I'm going, like, God damn it. Where is it? Where is it? Goes, you are overcumbered. I'm like, motherfucker.
So. You can just get the shit blaster and you can just let it for ammo anyways.
Yeah, and then I just walk slowly towards the exit, just as slow as I can.
I've gotten better about being a hoarder with that. I just, to where I'm only picking up stuff that's good, and then I get a really high repair skill. So all my weapons, like, anytime I can repair something, I'm doing that because it saves weight.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And then you can sell it for more, too.
Yeah.
But, anyways, aside from that, New Vegas adventures aside, started, again, playing more Borderlands with Scott, trying to get that finished.
Nice.
Nothing really new on that front. And then been playing Darksiders. But, Darksiders is kind of neat.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit irritated with a couple things, though. Main thing I'm really irritated about is on a PC game, I'm used to having options for tesselization and anti-aliasing and anisotropic filtering and, you know, just I'm used to having all those, excuse me, extra options to kind of tweak it out, you know, the depth of field, whatever, you know, give me bigger textures, whatever. And I don't have any of those options right now. And the only option I have is make it HD resolution, which to me should just be the default. Mm. And I know there's going to be some monitors that can't play it in HD, but I have an HD monitor. Let me, you know. That to me, that just seems like a fucking staple that it should be in HD.
Yeah, it's like so, you actually spent money.
Yeah.
So
it's that's kind of irritating. And then I did a bunch of research today because like this is kind of pissing me off because some of these textures don't look the greatest. It's Darksiders. Darksiders has that unique art style to it. Mm. Where it's kind of like Blizzard games. Like, Blizzard games have never been, like, over the top with how they look as far as
texture-wise.
Yeah, beyond the cinematics. It's always been a unique art style into it that kind of lends itself to lower-grade machines.
Yeah.
It's like Warcraft's been around since, like, what, 05?
Yeah, something like that.
People are still playing Warcraft. You know, mm-hmm. Diablo, Diablo 2, Diablo 3, you know, StarCraft 1 and 2. You know, they have this certain look to them. Well, Darksiders kind of has that same thing going for it. It's kind of that really cartoony kind of comic book, almost Todd McFarlane kind of look to it. And it looks really neat. It's very kind of cel-shaded or whatever. But some of the textures are really, really basic, and I just want to be able to bump up some of the resolutions on them and just give them some extra effects or whatever, because that would look a lot nicer. But THQ's addressing that, and their official forms are supposed to be releasing a patch coming with the... I guess the next DLC is going to have also the patch for rechanging your texture sizes and things like that, which ought to be pretty neat. But and I've had a couple of clipping issues on different things where I get kind of stuck in the walls while I'm doing like the ninja jumping, like the jump from one side of the wall to the next side of the wall to the next side of the wall. I've had some weird clipping issues with that. But aside from that, the game plays pretty well. Very much if you played Darksiders 1, you know that Darksiders is essentially Zelda mixed with God of War mixed with something else, and they've always been like always hinting at these other games, like, hey, we got these different temples essentially, because you go to these different dungeons which are just like the temples in Zelda, you know, like Ocarina of Time style. Mm-hmm. you have like a hook shot basically in the first one. I mean, you have a weapon that's kind of like your boomerang, you have a shooting weapon, you have different swords or whatever. And then it's all like combo based, so it's kind of combo based, kind of like God of War. So they do these like different button combos for your attacks, and there's juggling like Dante's Inferno, or not Dante, well, Dante's Inferno and
God of War had that as well, and
Devil May Cry,
yeah.
Yeah, and so the fighting on it is very much like kind of like Devil May Cry, and there's a lot of like get the enemy in the air, kind of keep them in the air, they keep them from fighting back, and then they drop back down to the ground or whatever, you got to deal with everything else, but. Overall, it's kind of more the same from Darksiders 1, except for a couple of really unique things. There's a lot more conversation options now with the NPCs, and the quests are a little bit more varied. There are a lot less fetch quests and more like go down to this temple and finish this temple, basically. Get said item, and well, I guess that's a fetch quest, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But,
a fetch quest, yeah.
But you don't have to do them in order. So I think that's kind of nice. The starts you off the horse right away.
A spectral horse.
Spectral horse. And then your weapons are a lot more upgradable than they were in the first one. The first one, you kind of got set weapons. This one basically has colored loot like you would have in Warcraft or Diablo. And then some of those fat loots have something called possessed loot. Possessed loot, you can sit there and combine anything else. So I got a pair of boots, and then I got my possessed weapon. I add the boots, and based on the level of those boots to the possessed weapon, it adds that much to the level of the weapon, which increases its stats. If I find a weapon that has, like, you know, burning damage or thorns damage or whatever, I add that to it, and that becomes part of one of the stats when it levels up next. So, and you can level it up to 5 levels. And that's kind of something different.
So basically you just dress your sword. You can give it, like, a shirt.
Yeah.
It's like +5 or something if it has that stat.
Yeah, you have the possessed weapon, though. You throw another item in it. Be whatever it is, you know, it adds to the stats. Is it still possessed, and you can still add more to it?
Yeah, like I'm just taking all my junk items and just tossing them onto that weapon.
Like kind of two worlds, but not. You don't have to have 99 of the same sword. You know, it's like short sword poker stick.
Yeah, it's not quite as ridiculous as two worlds, but there's not only a handful of people that have played that. I only know what you're talking about.
You'd be surprised. They just don't admit it in public.
Yeah, well, me, you, and Aldova talked about that.
I tried it.
It was poor man's Oblivion.
It was a short-lived excursion. I quickly stopped playing it after
Two Worlds 2 wasn't bad, but it was still buggy as shit.
Yeah. But the story was kind of cool.
Yeah.
The game was weird.
Anyway, so what else is there with Darksiders 2?
Well, like I said, I mean, there's the whole quest system, the ability to talk more with the NPCs, the colored loot. You actually are adding different items. So, like, I got boots, I got gloves, I got a different shirt, got different pants, you know, and all of those things add to my, you know, my stats. So, and of course, you're always leveling up or whatever, and the combos are still quick as hell. I mean, you're watching me trying, it's just all over the place. It's a little bit clunky in spots because some of the combos you have to hold down left button plus hit one of the, X, Y, A, or B, or whatever it is on PS3 too. But so you have to hold down a button, then hit other buttons to do like a special combo. But a lot of them are, it's just timing based. So it's like I want to attack a dude, I can rush up on him, take a big hit on him, take another couple of hits on him, and then juggle him up in the air by like running up his chest, and then that like automatically flips him up in the air, and then I start attacking him on his way down, which is kind of neat. But again, more
it's
the
funny
same.
How like the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse all went to Jackie Chan school of martial arts. <you know? clears throat> That's yeah.
I read a couple of reviews. I read one from a really popular internet blog, and they said that it may not be quite ready for consumption. I totally disagree. I know the PS3 version has some real big bad options with tearing. But the Xbox version is very much ready to go, and I'm sure they assume that's probably where the most of their sales are going to be. And the PC version, I've heard, is one version behind the Xbox version, which kind of pisses me off. But it's definitely still playable. I've been playing it all day.
Yeah, and then that's one of the games that was slated for the Wii U to come out, so by then it'll hopefully
that may be the console version that I pick it up, just to see what they do on Wii U. But
yeah.
I've always kind of liked Darksiders. Like I said, I've probably said this on the show a handful of times. I've had it on PS3, Xbox, and PC. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those games that, like, you can go into it not thinking much of it because the graphics, again, kind of look kind of chunky. But then you start playing it and you start realizing it's basically like a modern Zelda clone. And, like, and they're not even afraid of admitting it. I mean, it's you straight up have the temples. You straight up have, like in this, you basically have a version of Navi. You hit it, your left stick in, and then you got a little like crow that flies around to kind of show you where you need to
named
go.
Dust.
Yeah, named Dust.
Yes.
But, Dust. But yeah, the story is always all sorts of whacked out. To kind of explain.
Some name a goth chick would name her crow.
Yeah.
Dust.
Dust.
Dust. It's what you'll be after you're dead. His name all going to be Dust.
His name is Dust of Draven. Sorry, I just
fell. No, Dusty Draven.
Dusty Raven.
Yeah, well, Draven was it Eric Draven? Yeah. Was the crow?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you didn't know that? What the
I knew that. Yeah. I haven't watched that since I was like 12.
But you better brush up. They got the next crow movie coming out.
Oh, well, they like Crow 15?
This time it's actually going to be a theater release that doesn't have Edward Furlong.
It'd be the third one.
No, did you not see that?
There was a third one.
They had Edward Furlong play the crow.
Was there a third one? Well,
no, there's City of Angels is part two, and then it went to the straight-to-video releases, plus they had the miniseries, and there was one where they actually had Edward Furlong from Terminator 2 playing the crow, which was a really pitiful fucking one, and I personally don't
really
like...
ridiculous
I mean, the first crow I saw when I was a teenager and loved it. It had a great soundtrack, had a kick-ass, it had Iggy fucking Pop, and it was a great fucking movie, and I liked the comics, and it was done by, what's his name? The guy who did Dark City. Forgot his name. He's a good director, you know, and I was very interested.
Well, the first one was really the only one that was worth a damn.
Part two, I remember the last time I saw that, I was at a hotel room with... Nikki's... Sarah Moore from Arkansas was in town, so me and my ex-guitarist and my ex-keyboardist went to the hotel room with her and her friends to hang out and drink, and it was on, and this was my first time meeting Sarah. And so me and fucking Steven were just sitting there while Andy was hitting on her, just sitting there talking shit about them watching The Crow, but we're sitting there watching it too, making fun of the movie. They're like, well, you guys won't turn the channel. It's like, no, this is too much fun. It's too much fun. Oh my God, they're so gay for watching The Crow. Drank all their beer.
Yeah, but that...
And then Sarah had a crush on me after that. So.
The second one was pretty pitiful, though. I don't even remember what it was about, but I just remember thinking the whole time...
It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. But they have a new one coming out that's supposed to be the actual follow-up to. I think either it's a reboot or an actual official follow-up to, which I'm actually kind of interested to see because they're going a whole new direction, so I'd like to see where they go with it. Because the first one was a good movie.
First one is like that whole scene where he gets underneath the table and starts drugging the different drug lords under the table.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. But also, but, I mean, also just the soundtrack alone. You had, like, My Life with Zero Cole. You had Stunt Double Pilots doing an Interstate Love song. It's a great, you know, so, I don't think Nine Inch Nails doing Lost Souls. So.
There's probably, the probably the, almost the entire soundtrack was really good.
Yeah, it was a really, really good fucking soundtrack. So
I need to watch that again. It's on Netflix.
It wouldn't surprise me. It's actually a pretty decent movie.
Yeah. Just don't watch the one with Edward Furlong.
Just don't watch anything
except that. It's the first one. The first one is the only one that I've seen.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought they only came out with two of them.
No, they've had quite a
few. They had like four.
Probably more than that, because they also had the series as well. Which
I only heard about the first two.
Yeah. Done. Well, no, the first two sucked ass. Sorry, the second one sucked ass. The first one was good, sorry. So, I think that's just the first movie. You probably have to go into IMDb and type in The Crow. Anyways, Holly, what have you been up to? I like that. They're like, you're like the frog. It's like,
absolutely nothing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, really, I haven't done anything. I am going to Missouri tomorrow night though, which I'm pretty excited about.
Just type in The Crow up there and let it bring up the search results page, and that'll tell you how many movies have the name The Crow as the actual movie. There you go. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I said I'm going. Oh my God.
There we go. Get your hacker glasses down already.
That's it. That's it. Stairway to Heaven. That's the TV series they had.
Yeah. You know what they have? City of Angels.
Salvation.
I don't think that's
The Crow 4 is right there. Yeah, the Crow.
The Wicked Prayer.
Yeah, that's the one that I think has Edward Furlong in it. And then they have a new one that's supposed to be coming out.
So that would have been, this would have been 1, 2, 3.
That's Crow 4. Yeah. So scroll to the top. Scroll to the for 2014 or 13, because there's supposed to be a new one. If you see it, 1919, The Crow. 2012, The Crow. Characters, right there. No, number 4 with the question marks. Right there. Go down. Right there. That's the new one. So, sorry, Holly.
It's in development.
Yeah, in development. The Crow, ? So, that means it comes out in the year 50,000. So, yeah.
We don't need a Crow 5 at this point. We just need
a reboot. I think that's a reboot, actually.
Eventually, they make the Scarecrow and then the Farmer with the Shotgun and then No More Crows. Please.
Yeah.
Enough of those movies.
I think Holly's really mad, so let's go ahead and...
Oh, were we interrupting you?
No. So peeved.
Nope.
Oh.
That's all right. I haven't done anything. You can move on to the next person.
Angry Beaver over here.
Yeah, so, well, what have you been doing socially? What have you been up to? You have no life.
Nope.
Oh, there's got to be something you've been doing. Come on.
Nope.
Anything?
Nope, nothing at all.
Wow. That's really sad.
You watched a new part of a series that you might be pretty decent. Kind of funny.
No idea what you're talking about.
Me either.
Well, you watched the new Doctor Who season, didn't you?
I did do that.
Yeah, so that's
watched
something.
Wilfred with him last night.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. I still haven't seen that.
I got it on DVD.
I had seen the first episode and I liked it, but I just forgot about it for some reason. And then went over to his place last night and hung out and watched. What did we watch? Like 5, 6 episodes or 5?
Quite 6 or 7. That was quite a bit of them.
Yeah.
The whole first.
It's an awesome show.
Nice. Yep. Okay, well, Vic, why don't you go ahead and tell us what you've been doing so that you can show how much Holly's life sucks.
Yeah. Well, been
maybe you
busy.
Won't get talked over the entire time.
Sorry, we had a quest. We had to find something out.
A quest for The Crow.
Yeah, Eric Draven. We had to find out about Eric Draven.
Eric Draven.
No, there's this guy I used to know.
Alec Baldwin.
No. There's this guy I used to know whose name his name was Donald. His real name was Donald, but he was a goth beyond goth, and he had a slight
speech impediment,
but which wasn't the issue. The issue was just the pretentiousness of how he would present himself. Is he becomes he actually would not tell people his real name. He said his name was Eric Draven. He went by Raven. It's like, my name is Eric Draven. I'm the Waven of the night. And he spoke very monotone and robotic. So that's what actually made it. He's like, I'm Eric Draven. The Raven of the night. So, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. Anyways, let's go ahead and go forward. Okay,
in clubs.
I don't want to talk about that. No, I was working at the mall at the time.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Fun guy. Anyway, go ahead, Ben.
Yeah. I just thought of, what did one mushroom say to the other?
He's a fun guy.
That's what you mean. It's really sad because I thought of the same thing.
No, in my science class, that poster was on the wall for like 3 years.
Great and bad minds think alike, so it could be one or the other, great or crappy, so.
Or both.
Hopefully great.
Yeah, anyways, go ahead. What have you been doing?
A lot of getting ready, a lot of working my ass off. Cracking whip at work, but
just trying to make some extra money for your leave.
Yeah, well, I don't need it. I sold my blue car.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
Sold one of my Celicas. First time in my life I've ever owned just one car.
Nice.
So it's kind of a weird. I feel kind of like if one breaks down, what am I going to jump in and drive to work that day? But I guess that's normal.
Yeah. What do I? I drive the same car all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's weird. Yep. I don't know, but since I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I
way to sound like an asshole.
Yeah.
Me.
I keep my speeder bike in the closet just in case.
This is the first time I've ever only had one car.
Pedal. Well, sometimes I have a car and a truck.
Blah, blah, blah.
Sometimes my car breaks down, I break out the bat bike.
But no, that reminds me of
the Bumblebee, if I need
that meme I just saw that has like this stormtrooper dude at a con, and there's this really hot like redheaded chick wearing this tight outfit, and he's just behind her, and you can see he's staring like right at her ass, and he goes, I'd hit that like the side of a tree on the moon of Endor.
Oh man,
it's like, oh, that's funny. I had to hit a light because that was just too funny.
Freaking hilarious.
So.
Yeah, watched a ton of Wilfred. I got finally Left 4 Dead 2. Oh. And got the Cold Stream pack. Very fun.
Well, you got that like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but that's, I wasn't
well,
here
last
week.
Oh,
yeah,
last
you weren't
week.
Here last week. I forgot, yeah.
You missed one of the most awesome episodes.
Yeah.
I hear mixed reviews.
Oh.
I'm kidding. It's awesome. So, other than that, it's pretty nervous about Tuesday.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Is it Tuesday?
It's Tuesday at 11 a.m. I jump on a plane.
Nice.
And go to get screamed at.
Yep, for
Fallen
6 months at least.
To do that. Stupid. Yeah. 6 months. And,
well, you said
I'm
you're going to be back in October.
Yeah,
then.
I'll be back and then leave again. So,
yeah.
I don't know when that exact date is. It might all be together. It might be split. So.
Are they letting you come back for Christmas or are you going to be stuck there?
I'll have leave to do so if I want.
Okay.
So, I should.
Nice.
And then, other than that one, kind of been planning to work on possibly making a
energy sword
from Halo.
Do it, because otherwise I have to make it and it'll save me time if
you
do it.
You wouldn't have to make it. I can make it myself.
Yours
it's
wouldn't be
gonna,
like this one.
It's just going
to... No.
You don't have access to carbon fiber.
I know. He's got the carbon fiber, so that's why I'm saying just do it. Otherwise I have to hand carve the whole thing.
This is more like...
I'll do it.
You don't know
that's
how.
That's fun. I'll figure out how to use Bondo. That's
it's
right.
Not the Bondo. It's actually you got
to.
Yeah,
you'd have to do a lot more than Bondo.
Yeah,
I'm
thinking of. I would just bullshit my way through it.
It's Bondo wiring and a little bit of plastics, so molding as well. If you want to go that route.
Oh no, this is going to be
straight.
Two sheets of glass where it's still transparent, loose weave, and then overlaying it with a mix of blue and pink resin.
Yeah.
You can do that,
and it's
going to
be transparent.
You can do that one.
Yeah, the glass will. The glass will. Give it a background to stand on.
So I don't need to buy the chameleon paint?
Not for the sword.
No,
and
for
if
the,
you want,
for the hilt.
You can actually... I mean, this stuff per square inch, like the test we do are on a 2x2 block, and it's 4 square inches, is about 40,000 pounds. Like, you could pretty much do that, so...
This thing, you can use a real sword.
Yeah.
This is
awesome. So go this route because if you didn't, what we would have to do is we'd have to carve the whole thing in the styrofoam Bondo.
Well, no,
we had talked about doing
just the styrofoam and then putting Bondo over
that's
it
what
and
I'm talking
just
about,
carving
yeah.
it that way and painting it and leaving
well,
it
yeah,
at
I
that
know.
Instead
but if
of
you
doing...
want to do it to have the same effect, what you'd have to do is you'd have to carve it out, Bondo it, mold it, and then purchase clear resin plastic, which you then pour into the mold and it'll come out as two halves. Which you then connect together, but you cut out the base where the hilt will go so that all the electronics are inside the hilt and just run up and you got a string of LEDs on the base
that
will help light up the whole plastic.
I had decided against doing LEDs
because I
would just do like the chameleon paint because that would look decent enough.
Well,
but
actually,
the LEDs would look 10 times more impressive than the chameleon
paint.
Yeah,
I know.
If
they
you
would.
Did put LEDs in this, like just two of them in the handle, it's fiber optic. Like it'll
pick it up and
carry it through the crystal. It's like it looks like glass.
That's the same thing that we
would
have had to do
Oh, I've got a ton of LEDs, yeah. Blue and white ones.
Yeah, because that's the same thing that we would have done with the plastic, is use a weave on the inside
of
the interior.
For my Tron costume.
To basically help pick up the LEDs from the hills that would then carry it through the inside of the plastic, and that would actually carry it. That's how you do it. You just basically put in a... It's basically like paper mache on the inside with the optics that carries.
Well, I still say that Victor's idea is probably the best in this case.
Oh, no, yeah. I don't have to do it then.
Well, it looked pretty badass.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to have to do a lot of party hopping on Halloween.
Just strap it to your back.
Awesome.
I'm
excited about it.
Yeah, just strap it to your back.
The entire...
Yeah.
She just wants to wear her costume. Yep. And by costume, a lack of costume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing.
It's like a C-cup and a bra.
No bra.
Body pants.
Yeah.
Nope. I will be wearing underwear.
Yeah.
How are you going to get away with that?
What do you mean? They do it on TV.
How am I not going to get away with that? It's latex. If latex is over your nipples, you are perfectly fine.
Just look for the news report the morning.
You can put the little pasties over your nipples and the paint over there.
No, it doesn't even matter. I mean, the only time it's against health code violations if you don't have at least latex over your nipples. That's all you have to do.
Indecent exposure rather than health code. I'm not afraid of your nipple falling off on my plate of food. it's more like that should be on my plate of food, first off.
All right, I would take like a shirt with me wherever I went, so that way if I went to a bar and I got bitched out for some fucking reason because people
about
are
50
assholes.
People would beat the person that spoke up, but
no one. You can always just lie and say it's a bodysuit.
Yeah,
I could
say these
that.
Are stick-on nipples.
I could do that.
Yeah,
I stuck these nipples over my nipples.
You can just tell that it's professional custom painting, so it looks real. Like it doesn't look like you're wearing a bodysuit. But you can tell it's a bodysuit.
That's true.
So
I could definitely do that
until they see the hair on your back, and then they realize
and the stubble.
I do have a lot of hair. I'm a very hairy person.
Maybe.
Anyway. Okay, so is that all you've been doing?
Yeah, a lot of that. Nothing else. I'll think of something in a minute that I've done, but
all right.
Give me a minute.
Let's see.
Well, you're not going to run for your life.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a friend's birthday party Friday night, so I'm going to get her annihilated.
Yeah. Now, she tried talking me into going, but I have to go see the Dead Sexy Burlesque Troupe perform on Saturday for a friend of mine.
Poor so, you.
I don't want to go. So.
You could still go.
No, because that's Saturday night.
You probably don't want to go because Matt's going with us.
Yeah, I could get two shits. But I couldn't make it back in time anyways for Vanessa's thing. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But no...
It's going to be awesome.
What's going on?
She offers to make me a zombie, by the way.
Really?
You can't run, but you can be a zombie.
Yeah.
The run for your life.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Yeah. But now, what I've been up to is a bunch of work. I've been working a lot. Launched a bunch of websites.
Yeah, I'm actually working on site redesign. I forgot about
yes.
that.
Well, you and I both. I got to...
You got to provide me some graphics.
I got to do the templating and all that and make it look all nice.
You gotta give me graphics. I'm the one doing all the hard work.
Well, we call that templating, so.
I'm asking you to make a background and a logo.
Oh, that's all you want? I thought you wanted me to do the whole...
I can do everything else.
I thought you wanted the whole mock-up, because that's what I was going to do.
I just needed that background
and
logo.
No, I'm still going to do that. I'm still going to do that. So it'll probably look better. Aww. No, I'll just give it to you. But anyways, I've been doing that. Went back and played some Dark Sector again.
Yeah, I walked in on you playing that the other day. It's a weird way of saying that, but
yeah, it was on
playing,
pause.
We are playing your Dark Sector.
It was on pause for a reason.
I said Dark Scepter. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. It's my San Juan. But anyways, I've been playing Dark Sector for like the past couple of days. Because, I mean, it's an older game, but it still looks really good after all this time. It's one of those games that I remember originally reading about it back in like 2000, 2001, before Xbox 360 had come out. They were talking about this game because it was supposed to be the sequel to Unreal Tournament. And it was supposed to be a first-person or third-person shooter game based in space where your character wears a really kick-ass suit that has powers.
So are we thinking of a Halo or...
No. We're thinking of Dead Space.
Oh, okay.
So, and that's kind of in 2005. That's about that time. That's where the idea had gone to. And then all of a sudden, Dead Space came around. They're like, okay, fuck it, scrap it, we'll start over. So they came with another idea. Scrap that one, came with another one. And they finally said, okay, here's the game. And of course, like I said, they were developing it before Xbox 360 had actually really come out. So they didn't really develop it for the Xbox specs. So it was actually way too much of a game for the Xbox to handle. And
you said Dark Sector?
Yeah, Dark Sector.
Okay.
And when they finally...
No.
It's a fun game.
You got a glaive, then you got a gun. The glaive is kind of like a boomerang, like a bladed boomerang.
Well, what it is you get exposed to this infection that turns your starts to turn your skin to metal, and out of your hand comes this Kroll shaped fucking glaive that's
you basically
nice
are Kroll.
Spiral, yeah. And you're fucking throwing. You can throw it and control it and chop people's heads off and stuff. But it's also it's environmental too, where you can pick up fire with it and set things on fire. You
nice.
Can freeze things, electrocute them. And they brought in some cool environmental stuff to where if you attack an infected person and get infected blood on it, and then you attack a regular non-infected person, it infects them. So you can step back and just let them become infected and start attacking their teammates while you finish off everything else. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
The mechanics are really badass. It's just the game got horrible story reviews. People trash on the story reviews. They just said it really sucks. Truth is, if you like Resident Evil, this is no fucking different. It's just as bad as any of the fucking Resident Evil games.
It reminds
I do
me
like
of some,
Resident
it,
Evil.
It reminds me of something. It's like you have certain companies and franchises that are kind of preordained to have good games. So,
yeah.
And they're pretty good companies. Like Bethesda, pretty much everybody gives them a solid review on pretty much anything they release.
Yeah.
Except for Brink. And I was reading some reviews for Darksiders, and there's a lot of people. One guy was bitching about it not being ready yet. And all these other people are coming out of the woodwork saying, you know what, if it had been like Fallout, then you'd have been all about it, even though it had a shitload of bugs.
Yeah.
And I think game reviewers suffer from the same things that we as game consumers do.
Favorites?
Yeah. They have something they've been looking forward to, and so they tend to show it a little bit more favoritism,
leeway
when it comes to something that's... And
it's like
days.
Nepotism, but
no,
you know,
whenever you're really expecting something, like I was really expecting Duke Nukem, I was really excited about
that.
Yeah,
she was all about that. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I started to play it, and it wasn't what I expected. It wasn't anything.
It's about what I expected.
It's kind of an aggressively average game. And
well,
so,
like I just remember playing it and thinking that I was so fucking awesome whenever I was a little kid.
Well, that's because there's nothing else like it out when it came out, you know.
And then that one came out, and I was just like, "This is going to be so fucking awesome!" And then it just.
It's about
what
I expected.
I
mean, I liked it enough to buy it on PC.
Yeah.
Whenever it went on sale. So I got to play $5. But, yeah, it's a
fun game.
Well,
the load times
game,
are actually tolerable on PC. But...
Yeah, it's a fun game.
Those load times are terrible.
Well, actually, no.
You've ever sat through Oblivion or Skyrim
on Xbox, so...
No.
Yeah, I liked it enough to actually 1,000-point it. So that's one thing. I don't actually spend the time to get all the achievements on the game unless I actually like playing the game.
I couldn't.
1,000-pointing that one would be a bitch.
It is kind of like the hardcore mode. Sucks.
Yeah, I would not like that at all.
You have to be really careful with how you play it. But, because you can just pretty much gun-ho everything else, but once you get to, like, the giant brain fight on the that conveyor belt thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking hated that so much. I was on like medium, maybe even easy whenever I was doing that, and I fucking hated that part.
It was a lot of lucky shots, and just it took me probably about 15 times to finally kill that fucker, but it was just a lot of lucky shots and just running like a motherfucker just as fast as I can.
Well, and then like, okay, well, you're playing it on PC. Whenever I'm playing it on 360, it's like you're dying fucking constantly. It's not fun anymore.
I played it originally on Xbox.
Okay, so you have to sit through all the fucking load screens
that feel like they take
5 fucking minutes and you just want to kill yourself.
Yeah, they take forever.
Wait, what game?
Her Arrival.
Oh, okay. I was like, I thought you were talking
about... go ahead.
I was going to say, Vic actually had a valid point when he's talking about Skyrim or Oblivion or anything else like that. Every time you walked in a door.
Yeah.
30 seconds to a minute.
Yeah, loading the dungeon.
Yeah.
Loading a freaking dungeon. Got a 700 sons of bitches.
My favorite thing about Oblivion, not Oblivion, but Morrowind, is you're running along the greens and you're jumping and all of a sudden...
Loading.
You're like in midair. You're like, ah, you're fighting a mug crab that comes out of nowhere after the loading.
Yeah.
And you start backing up and it goes into loading. You're like, ah,
fucking, I drove and walked past that freaking area code change.
That one line that I just packed up because the mug crab charged me and boom, I'm back on the loading screen.
Well, and that bullshit, they take away your levitation.
What's even worse is when it runs off after you go through the loading. You have to chase it. And it's loading.
Reason for becoming a mage. Fireball. Eat shit.
Yeah.
I'm not walking over there again.
Total Come shit. But anyways, with Dark Sector, it was a game I really was looking forward to, and when it came out, it got pretty bad reviews. In fact, it dropped down to $20 like that. It was like really fast. And that's when I bought it. So I was in college at the time, I couldn't afford to buy it, so I waited until it was $20. And I loved it. I thought it was a great fucking game. It was fun as shit. And started playing that again. And I just, I'm playing it and I'm just like, I just don't know why it didn't do so well. Because I'm playing it again and I'm like, it's really fucking fun. It's like, you saw me sitting there just like chopping people's fucking heads off, you know. And
for me, the thing that I got hung up on was the controls were a little bit chunky to me.
Not too bad.
I didn't get really good grasp on the whole glaive thing, I guess.
It's, you just gotta be careful with your aiming. Like when you free throw it without, you can't really, you can do a quick throw.
There's a lot of areas in that game where you come up against enemies that like appear out of nowhere really close to you.
Yeah.
And so you don't have a whole lot of maneuverability at that point. You got to throw that glaive where you have like a pistol. And
yeah, but that's why you have your other resources. Like you actually have a protective bubble you can turn on. I just don't use it that much, and it deflects projectiles back at the enemy as long as you're looking at them. So if you turn it on and somebody is shooting at you, it'll return their bullet fire back at them, and then you can actually throw your glaive. Now, the one thing that pissed me off with that game, and it was a small plot thing, device they put in there, and that is that I'm used to games that when you take an enemy out, you can pick up their gun and consume their ammo.
Yeah.
You can't do that in Dark Sector. You don't consume ammo off of dropped enemies, nor can you pick up their guns for very long, because the guns have this built-in infection meter, and people who are infected aren't allowed to use weapons. So the second you pick it up, it starts beeping. It'll start to beep faster, and then it just frizzes out and you drop it. You can't use it anymore. So you got to use as much of the ammo as you can in it before it burns out.
Just get a pair of gloves.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it it totally sucks that way, because as the game starts off, you have a lot of ammo laying around. As you get further into it, ammo becomes more and more scarce unless there's a boss fight coming up. And it's kind of got that predictability that when you find a room with five little ammo crates, you know there's a boss fight.
Yeah, you know it's coming.
You're like, okay, yeah. But it only does that a couple times. It does have a lot of fuck you moments where it just kind of like you walk into a room, there's a quick little in-game cinematic where you're talking on your little walkie thing and you're walking around and you're like, there's these giant shutters in front of me. How do I get out of this room? And all of a sudden the door opens up and there's a fucking mech just firing rockets at you and you're like, oh, shit. So, but it's fun, and I liked it for the fact that it doesn't tell you how to beat boss fights. You have to figure it out using the environment. Like, there's one fight where there's an enemy who lets off gas from his body, and you gotta light your weapon on fire and throw it at him and burn him, and it'll drop to the ground, and you can come up, and you basically slam your gun right up into his chin and pull the trigger over and over again. And once you go through that a few times, he starts actually charging you, at which point he turns into full metal, and you have to electrocute him. And then set him on fire. You just have to keep doing that back and forth, and they don't really give you any hints. It's just kind of, you have to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I did like that.
I like boss fights in video games. When it comes to like action adventure or whatever, RPGs. Mm-hmm. Not enough boss fights.
What? Have you played more Lollipop Chainsaw?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Do you want it back for a little while?
Oh, no. I'm not going to be able to play it this weekend anyway, so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll trade it back and forth.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't really matter.
But no,
that game you're talking about, and honestly, mm-hmm. when you're talking about it, I picture the character, like the guy, as Dr. Freeman playing in Resistance Fall of Man.
Close. Yeah, this guy's actually
got some cool gadgets.
Well, the whole point of it is like the whole backstory is there's this doctor in Russia who's been developing this thing, this infection that 20 years ago it got squashed out, now it's back. And what it does is it turns people into metal. And it drives them insane as it does it. And you're sent in to kill one of your informants because he's been taken hostage. You kill him, and as you're trying to leave and find the doctor so you can take him out, he catches you and infects you on purpose to try and make you one of his people. And the only difference is your guy is so mentally fucked in the head. And he also has, a SEPA, a high tolerance rating, no pain whatsoever. He can kind of deal with it. And learns to control it, so he can actually make it do things for him rather than totally destroy him. And so now you're trying to still follow through with your mission of killing him and containing the infection just so you can get out and be cured. And it's just a really fun fucking game, but you look like a total emo douchebag. You have, like, the haircut.
Thanks.
No. Like, here, yeah. Look so emo. Yeah.
If you can see that, but
here, turn the computer loose so you can see it. Yeah,
rotate.
That's your
emo. Oh, okay.
That's the crawl thing it has that he just like throws out and stuff. But you know, I mean, the game is fun as shit, and it's one of those games that's on Steam. You can get on Xbox for like really fucking cheap.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's 4 years old now.
Yeah, I've seen it for
is
like
it really 4 years old.
Yeah, I've seen it for like maybe $5-6.
I've seen it for $3 at GameStop.
Yeah, it's worth picking up because it is. It's a reasonably long game. Yeah, it's probably about 10-12 hours.
There's a lot of apps that are more than $5.
Yeah, and it's got multiplayer on it, which is kind of fun. And the guys who developed it are the same guys who they worked with BioShock 1, and they also worked on BioShock 2's multiplayer component. Then they also worked on Homefront's multiplayer. So this is basically the team that put that all together and made it work right. So they know how to make a fucking game. So it's worth picking up and checking out. What's her name? I forget. Is it Digital?
Digital Extremes.
Yeah, Digital Extremes.
What was the multiplayer in BioShock 2?
Yeah, there was.
Versus, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
I never even knew like they had like multiplayer.
Do you have that game?
Maybe. I don't know if I have it or if Andrew's mom has it, because I know I lent them the
If you ever get it and you want to play it, I'm pretty damn good at it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I do or not.
It's basically like a deathmatch in Rapture. You just run around and kill each other.
Well, and there's different modes in it. Like, you had, like, one person's the Big Daddy.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And
if you kill the Big Daddy, you become the Big Daddy.
Right, and you're protecting the little sister, and everybody's versus you.
Yeah.
It's really, really fucking
intense.
It's
kind of fun, yeah. He got
really into it. Yeah, but are people going to be playing that anymore?
Probably. Yeah, because, I mean, with Infinite coming out soon, there's probably a lot of people want to get their
fix. It might be something worth rebooting for a Gauntlet at some point, just because it's...
Yeah.
BioShock 2 is like $10.
I seriously had no idea.
The fact that you can actually get the special edition for like $25.
Because
I got the special edition with the vinyl and the case for like $30 from Walmart one night when I was up there buying, I think, Dead Space 2. I just saw it and I was like, yeah, I'll fucking buy that too. Give it to me. So, yeah, and I actually love that special edition. It's awesome. But,
can you get me a record player again?
Yeah. But,
it has the whole soundtrack on vinyl.
Yeah, it's awesome. And the orchestral. So,
just saying.
Old turntable.
Nice.
If you wanted to borrow it sometime.
Okay.
No, we'll buy her the
Dark Sector
records, which meant.
It's a game that you'll spend the same amount on Dark Sector you would picking up Prey, but you'll actually enjoy Dark Sector. And I wish more people would play it and pick it up, because they've talked about doing a sequel. I would love to see them do a sequel, because they've mentioned, you know, they haven't really solidified any plans for it, but that they originally wanted to do more to it. And it's the guys who did Unreal Tournament, you know, which is a fucking institution in itself, you know.
Well, I was going to say, they also did Darkness 2. Darkness 2 is actually a really good game.
Yeah, they worked on parts of that, and what else? Homefront, Bioshock 2, Warpath, was that Pariah? Unreal, and then all the Unreal stuff they did, which is just great. And, if you're an Unreal fan, I mean, you know, this is supposed to be the actual continuation of Unreal. They just switched it around a little bit.
You know what I think? Well, so. they were part of the team, but you know what I always think is funny is how many people give Gears of War the whole, like, bro bash. Like, everybody kind of gets onto it for being a big bro game.
Yeah.
But it's
Cliffy
awesome.
B is the one that, awesome the Cliffy B is the one that made fucking Unreal.
Yeah.
You think about Unreal Tournament, all that shit. He was part of that original id group that did all those fucking badass first-person shooter games from way back in the 90s.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. He was talking about doing, I'm trying to remember what other game he was doing. It was supposed to do recently, and I can't remember, but somebody was giving him shit.
Yeah.
That's.
Like, the originals that got me into even PC gaming back then was, you know, AVP came out, Alien vs. Predator, and then you had.
Yeah, I've got that classic AVP.
Yeah. It was fun. Like, that was awesome. And Max Payne original, the very first one.
That's actually one of the first.
This is awesome.
That was one of the first, like, in my turn, like, real. Shooter PC games I ever played was Max Payne.
And around that same time you had Unreal Tournament going on and all the craziness.
Everybody was playing fucking Unreal Tournament. It's like that was the online game to play.
Yeah.
Like before Halo came out, everybody played Unreal Tournament.
Delta Force or something like that. There was another one.
I remember Delta Force.
Yeah. And you had teams. That was your first like huge teams going at it. And you had to like kind of use strategy. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, but it's like Dark Sector. I mean, it's one of those games where I always forget why I bought it again, because it was such a fucking awesome game and it led to a three-way.
Always good.
I'm joking.
You talking about a Dark Sector? No. There's where the Dark Sector came
from. That's where he was in the Dark Sector.
Yeah, you know the story of that. Yeah, but yeah, so.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, I told you that story.
What kind of three-way?
Yeah, Knox knows about it. Neither of us do.
There was a dog.
Two girls.
Oh, a Chinese bicycle.
But it was a funny story. I'll tell the story. I'll tell why it's funny. I'm not going to tell the whole story. I'll tell
why don't
it's
you
funny.
Tell it off the show? Or...
Yeah, no. I'll tell the no. I don't give a shit. I'm not in that band anymore. I hired this chick to replace the vocalist in my old band because she became pregnant and wanted to go ahead and step back. And I was like, okay, yeah, we'll hire her.
She needed to step back because she needed to be responsible. And
yeah,
get the bar and everything else.
I was totally supportive of it. Her husband was in the band with me. I was like, yeah, dude, that's great. Go.
Depending
ahead.
On the type of band, though, I mean, mm-hmm. pregnant women can scream awesome.
Oh, no, okay. She could scream really good.
Well, she sang, though.
Yeah, she was a singer. And she didn't really do too much screaming. And when you're pregnant, it's like that could do some strain. But anyways...
Water in the smoky bars.
Don't want to give her a hernia. But anyways,
definitely. The
what happened was I took out an ad, and I found this girl whose name is Chelsea. I don't remember her last name, but I was like, okay, yeah, you know, I had her come over, and Steven and me did a audition with her, and it worked great. And I was like, okay, yeah, she's a good singer. She's an actual real singer. We'll go and bring her in. And she just had these you know, delusions of grandeur. That, you know, I was the lead singer of the band and did a lot of production stuff, and she wanted to take over being the lead singer. And she despised me because I was the lead singer and I was kind of her boss. And she hated... She knew my girlfriend at the time, and she just had this huge hatred for me, but always treated her really nice. And she actually introduced her to this girl, this really cute little rocker chick, who she wanted her to... Because she knew my girlfriend was bi. She wanted her to dump me and go out with her. So she brought it to one of our shows, and I saw them sitting over the bar talking the entire night. I really didn't give a shit. And then we all went out, me, her, and my girlfriend went out to eat Denny's after the show, and afterwards, when me and my ex-girlfriend went home, she told me about the whole plan. And I was like, wow, that's fucking funny. She's like, well, I invited her over next weekend so we could hang out. She's actually really nice. I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, she seems cool. I'm playing Dark Sector, you know, and this girl shows up. And I'm playing Dark Sector, and we all sit around, and we start drinking and stuff, and
this is right before we went to Kansas City, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Yeah, this is right before we went to Kansas City. And we're all a little tipsy, and the night goes by, and we decide, well, my bed's big enough, and she has to drive all the way back to, like, Muskogee, you know, and we were just like, oh, fuck that, dude. Well, it's like 3 in the morning.
Yeah, so that's about an hour and a half away.
Yeah, so we were like, fuck that, dude, just crash over. We have a big bed. So she crashes over, and one thing kind of leads to another, and we end up having a three-way. And I thought, in the middle of the three-way, while I was laying back, not doing anything, because it was being done to me, I was like, Chelsea's going to be so pissed when she finds out that I did this. And I brought it up, and they're like, no, you can't tell her. Don't tell her anything. I was like, okay. But the girl ended up leaving her shirt at my place. So some time goes by, and I think, okay. I got this girl's shirt. I got a band practice. I'll take the shirt with me because this girl, I haven't run into this girl yet. She's been busy off in Muskogee. So I'll just give it to Chelsea to give to her. And so I go like, oh, yeah. By the way, you know, I go to the practice. I'm like, oh, by the way, here's your friend's shirt. She left it at my place after me and my girlfriend fucked her. It's kind of like one of those little, like, your plans have been foiled.
Yeah.
With KY and stuff.
Yeah. With KY.
Yeah. But that's the story of that three-way.
That's awesome.
And how it relates to Dark Sector, you see? But I didn't get to go to the Dark Sector. The girl said no. I tried to. I mean, she was on my face, and I was getting head, and I tried to reach the finger up behind.
Didn't get a finger punch
away.
The fart box.
She pulled it away. So.
Oops.
Finger punch the fart box.
Let's see somebody's lighter. Let's see Yeah, but anyways...
Yeah, I'm just saying, some people are into that.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why Dark Sector holds such a fond place in my memory. Is because
it's
just
the most awesome.
Anyways,
finger punch.
So everybody, learn from me. Go buy Dark Sector and play it around two girls,
and you'll have a three-way.
You'll have a three-way.
Hopefully, they're attractive, or else you won't want to tell people.
It only
that.
Works with really cute emo girls. That's the only way it works.
Well, speaking of video games and girls,
yes.
I was talking with a girl person the other day, and we were reading articles on gaming and whatever.
The girl man.
The girl man?
The girl man.
No, and there's some controversy that came up with Borderlands 2 recently with one of the devs over at Gearbox calling it girlfriend mode. Because there's a mode that makes the game a little bit easier. And what it does, it makes it to where there's a little bit better auto-aiming. And he referred to it as girlfriend mode, and so a bunch of people got their panties in a bunch.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm sorry, but I've never played a game where the auto-aiming didn't, you know, did not need to be easier for the girl.
Well,
so.
What they said is, his, and I'm not going to quote, but it's an indirect quote.
You're gonna have to give me this link.
But basically said, well, you can pretty much just aim in the general direction you're gonna hit your target. We're calling it girlfriend mode.
So it's action movies. Yeah, it's just kind of like.
Yeah, gun cocked to the right.
Yeah, and you still shoot.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like you tag him and then every bullet returns to them.
Yeah. And then her comment was,
it's not like Resistance where you just fire off this way.
I love that gun.
I love that, yeah.
Well, and her comment about this was, she was like, well, you know, it's, I'm not good at first person shooters. I'm good at third person shooters. And she's like, for me, I don't give a shit. She's like,
okay.
If you want to play some Borderlands, then there we go.
It's, if it keeps him from beating me.
Well, she was just like,
when I lose, he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
He screams.
He takes that controller and whips it over my head.
And then he hits me with a controller, too.
He only plays with wired controllers for a reason. So he can tie me up and whip me with them.
Because he's cheap and doesn't like buying batteries?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm cheap about buying
wired
batteries.
Wired controllers aren't bad. My battering controller is fucking awesome.
Dude, I love my Tron, my PDP, yeah.
Oh, you suck at this game. Go get me another beer.
Yeah.
But no, but her comment was, you know, she's like, I don't play first-person shooters a lot.
If you don't want to fall down the stairs, you better hit that guy.
We only live in a one-story house. The neighbors don't buy it anymore.
I'll find some stairs. I'll build a second floor just to push you down. I'll build a second floor just to push you down.
Part of the reason Borderlands came up is, like, me and some of her friends have been talking about Borderlands a lot because everybody's fucking excited about Borderlands coming out. And it's just like, well, I hear all the hype. I've seen the gameplay footage. It looks fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Might be worth doing.
I want to cosplay as that.
The Necromancer? Or Maya?
Maya.
Yeah, I want to watch you cosplay as Maya.
Maya looks fucking awesome.
What was that? I would pay to see her eat a hot dog.
No, we were up at Goldie's.
Yeah, we were at Goldie's for dinner tonight. And there, this chick comes in with, I like really, really short hair. Like girls are really, really
Trent likes him to look like a 14-year-old German boy.
Yeah, she looked really fucking cute.
That's a twofer, dude. You can flip it over if you
really,
want to
really short hair, like nice little park
cones.
This is
a good thing I look Asian.
Yeah, with
you don't look Asian.
With park cones, brown hair, wearing a pair of really short shorts and this tight red shirt. And she comes and she sits down, and she was next to us. I'm sitting there going like, oh, shit. You know, it's like really nice tits.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
really
short hair
face.
And short shorts are good as long as their dick's not hanging out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's sitting there going through the menu, and she's like, I think I might get a hot dog. And I looked at Justin and said, I pay to watch you eat a hot dog.
Like, let me get that for you.
Yeah.
It's like that. What was that, G4 had that whole episode of Olivia Munn jumping up to try to grab the hot dog?
Yeah, I would pay to watch this girl eat a hot dog. I think I really would. I debated if she wasn't with who I think was her dad. I would have walked over there.
What we hope was her dad.
I don't know. I heard her talking about work and school, and I'm pretty sure she's about 23, 24 is what she looked. And I was like,
I wasn't so sure.
Yeah, and I was just like, man, maybe 21, but I was just like, if she wasn't with who I think is her dad, I would walk over there and be like, if you order a hot dog, I'll pay for it. If you put mayonnaise on it.
So if it was her boyfriend or husband or fiance, you would totally do that?
It's like 30 years
old. No, because the guy looked like he was 25 like years our senior.
Yeah, he looked like 30 years older than her.
Demi Moore, Ashton Kutcher going on there? Flipped.
Maybe he likes little boys too.
I should have walked over with a little fake mustache on. Excuse me, good sir.
Just get a little Sharpie and write it on your finger and be like,
yeah, can I have your daughter eat a hot dog? Yeah. I'll pay 2 pence.
Hot dog eater. A few spare ducats.
Yeah. She's a hot dog eater.
I can't
draw a hot links.
Like hot links.
That's weird.
I can.
You can't draw a little mustache.
Well, I was going to draw it upside down, but then
my
I forgot
had
what
him.
It
so draw a W.
What is it? My ex had them tattooed on her fingers, and I was sitting there one day in the living room with her, and she just looks and goes, hey, and she puts her finger. I never noticed it before. And she puts her fingers up, and she goes, hi, and I was just like, oh, my God. a little stash tattooed.
My cousin did that recently.
Yeah, she got them tattooed on?
They're just on one finger.
Oh, yeah, my friend Stephanie's got one like this. She's like, Historic Electric Circus bartender. Yeah.
I always thought about doing that.
It's pretty awesome. She got it like when she was like 16 or 17. Her mom signed off like for the thing to get done.
Yeah.
So
in a lifetime of hap.
That doesn't really look that good.
No,
that's pretty balling.
It was upside down.
That looks like shit.
Hey,
looks like you have an asterisk.
You know what? You can suck a dick, Trent.
It looks like you have a bracket.
It's more like parentheses.
Yeah.
No, wait, I'm sorry. What are they?
That looks like a closing tag for CSS. That's what that
looks
like. No, it's not.
No, it's a smear stash. Now it's a close shave.
It's a smear.
It's a 5 p.m. shadow.
I should actually probably get some CSS tattooed on me somewhere just to be like, hey, I'm a coder.
I can see both of us. I'll get CN. What's your name? C yeah. out. Go the fuck away.
Yeah, that's not.
I know, I'm kidding, but
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
C++.
Have it do like. Have it do like number sign.
Are you going to do is just do Java functions on your arm as part of a sleeve?
That would actually be kind of cool with
Java. Well, cause Java, yeah. because Java, or JavaScript is at cool. least object oriented, so you can yeah. name everything whatever you wanted to be.
Yeah, so it'd look pretty
cool.
So
you'd name each of your classes something pretty badass.
Yeah, well, I could actually name up like every muscle inside the arm.
Yeah.
Have every one of them be a Java function.
It could be some ifs and thens.
Aha!
If your ass equals good, then
onward statement.
What if your ass equals
this
good?
Then my coffee.
Oh, she did a that. Chaplain.
Oh yeah, yeah, nice one, nice save there.
No, I was gonna go somewhere else. I don't have a hat on.
I was gonna go somewhere else.
Adolf.
Did you see the
Adolf Lundgren
movie? You look
like
emo Hitler.
Adolf.
Emo Hitler.
Did you see that Mountain Dew thing? That Jason sent out. It was like the top 10. The new Mountain
Well,
Dew.
You have to remember I haven't been leaving the Skype up.
Yeah. Well, at work, one of our SEO coordinator sent out this picture that he had taken, that he had found, that was from Mountain Dew's website, because they have that new thing where they're kind of the new apple flavor Mountain Dew, and they wanted the public to name it. And the first top 10, and this is on the leaderboards, the most popular one would win. The first one is Hitler wasn't wrong.
Everybody so sees that. They're like,
everybody's playing on that. God, the next one was Gush and Granny.
Danica told me about
that. Yeah, another one was Gushing Green Granny. My favorite was Fapple.
That's like the thing that they did with Pitbull.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
With Pitbull, the quote-unquote rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever Walmart got the most likes on Facebook,
I guess.
That
was a fake thing, though.
No, it wasn't.
No. It was. He went ahead and honored it, though, since somebody else had done it.
No.
Tell me what the fuck you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, finish it.
The whole thing was whatever Walmart got the most likes, they were going to send Pitbull out there to have a live show.
Yeah, at the Walmart.
One guy decided he was gonna be a complete asshole, mm-hmm. and send him to fucking Alaska.
Yeah.
So they got this big thing together, like him and I guess a few friends, and had everyone like the Alaska store. Yeah. So he actually ended up having to go out to Alaska because this kid didn't want him to play anywhere.
No, see, the full story I read was that the actual entire contest was not actually a sanctioned contest.
No, it was
a joke. Well, no, at first it was a joke.
No, it was real. They paid to have Pitbull sent out, and then Pitbull actually paid for that guy, the guy, the troll, sent him out to Alaska as well.
Yeah, but...
And then I actually hung out with him a little bit.
But the full story...
was a joke.
Yeah, but the full story was, that I read, was that it was an actual joke contest that ended up turning into a real contest because... it actually caught on and people started voting.
Hmm.
And Pitbull was like, okay, well, I'll go ahead and I'll fucking do it anyways.
I give props to that guy.
Yeah.
Not the troll.
To Pitbull.
Through. Yeah. Because he went through with it and then he paid money to send that guy out to Alaska and was actually decent about it.
Yeah.
And one of his quotes was, if you keep doing what you're doing, we're going to end up on the moon or something like that.
Well, this isn't just Alaska. This is Kodiak Island, which is like way the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
I give him props for that.
Have you seen any of Pitbull's like Latin shows? I mean, him in Alaska had to have been in them a bunch of parkas because he usually don't have any clothes on at his shows.
You know what? I really, really like his Men in Black song.
I've never
listened to it. That's the only song that I've ever heard by him, but I really like that song.
I've heard like 20 of his songs and watched a bunch of his videos. I eat at Mexican restaurants a lot, so they're always up on TV, and it's all in Spanish. So it's a Spanish version of all his stuff you hear on the radio here. And it's actually good, but I'm just looking at the chicks the whole time. But,
You know.
Amazing what they can show on the TV.
Like whenever I watched Men in Black 3.
Didn't see it yet.
I enjoyed it, and they, you know, obviously they played the song, and I had enjoyed it whenever I heard it in the movie, and then I heard it, like, on the radio or something.
Nice.
And I was like, oh.
It's pretty awesome.
I like it.
Well, let's see here. Other than Dark Sector, the only other things I've been doing was, I didn't do Gauntlet with you guys this last week.
Oh, yeah, we did Gauntlet pretty late, didn't we?
I don't remember.
Gears.
You were playing it with me and
Hype.
Eric and...
And this guy. Yeah. This guy over here.
Oh, man.
25% of the time.
Hey, I'm sorry. There was a bunch of people over at my house drinking, and
why did you even play?
Because I was playing before they started showing up. Then chicks started walking the door.
Whatever.
Like,
you were playing whenever they were even there.
There were more showing up, though.
And you were talking to them with your fucking mic unmuted.
I'm sorry.
Just
chicks
yelling
bras, just
back and forth.
That's some good-looking bra over there. Hey, how's it going? Sorry.
He's that guy who hangs out at the party and just plays video games the entire time.
So hey, I just passes the controller around.
I would have played more. Hey, a girl actually was playing part of the time.
That's when he actually got good.
If by part of the time, you mean like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's part of the time.
The 5 minutes that Vic actually outscored everybody.
I'm gonna say...
Hey, I was player one, they were player two.
I'm gonna say that he probably only played for about 20 minutes.
But I played drinking games for 3 hours after that, so...
Nice.
You did play... A lot of drinking games, apparently. You said you were going to be back after you played said drinking games, and then you never came back.
Yeah.
So anyways. So, do we have anything on our Facebook?
Okay, yeah, we got a few answers to our question.
Nice. And what was our question?
Our question was, what would be the most useful item to have in a zombie apocalypse?
Oh, yeah, I said liquor.
Are we not going to do a break first?
No, because I have to leave after the, when we go to break.
Okay.
So we're going to do some things right now.
So, Dave said an island.
Awesome.
Geej Maccabee said Mia Jokovic.
Mia Jovovich.
Or Jovovich.
Jovovich.
Jokovic.
Mila Jovovich.
Play Chokovic.
Mia Jokovic.
Jokovic.
Mia Chocobo.
Before she gets screwed and she still has her telepathic.
Dude, she is fucking hot.
Oh, man.
She has an annoying voice, though.
No, I have a voice. Have you ever heard her sing? No.
I haven't heard her sing,
just
but
check
I've heard
out
her talk,
seen
and
her
I don't
run.
Like it.
She can do whatever she wants. I'll
just check out her her album, The Divine Comedy. It's just by Mila. It's actually folk music. She did it when she was about 16. It's pretty good. Then she did the People Tree Sessions, which is a lot more kind of IDM, electronic, and just like real trancy, laid-back stuff. And you ever watch Underworld?
Yeah.
She's on the first one with the song Rocket Collecting.
Oh,
I've never watched it. I tried to watch it, but I couldn't make it through it. So
I don't remember
I don't like Underworld, man. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm not a big fan of Underworld.
Kate Beckinsale?
Who gives a shit?
She's gorgeous.
Yeah,
like,
the movie
you
sucks.
You can put the hottest chick in a movie. If the story blows ass, I really don't care. So, like Resident Evil. Fucking sucks ass.
The movie sucks. The first one was good. The rest of them blown
ass. The first one sucked
I have
ass.
Seen all of the Resident Evils.
That's I unfortunately problem, saw all
of I watched
that's
all
okay.
Too.
No. That's the type of person that I am. If I see the first movie of something,
yeah.
I have to watch the
well,
rest of them.
You got a shitload of Crow movies to go.
No, it's like
yeah,
I actually do
no
want
idea.
To see the other Resident Evils because I haven't watched Afterlife or that newest one, Evolution, or whatever it's called.
Fuck if I know
well,
what it's called.
No, it's not Evolution, it's something else. Maybe Aftermath. I can't remember.
It was
anyways,
no good.
I haven't
weird.
Seen those,
the
but I'm waiting for them to come on TV to watch.
Yeah.
So
where they're in the prison and they're.
I just went to the fucking Red Box.
So I went to the Dollar Theater to watch the second one, and I just about wanted to walk out. I did walk out of Ultraviolet, her movie Ultraviolet.
Oh, God.
After, like, the fifth false ending, I was like, fuck this, I'm done.
Yeah, it does work
out.
You up and
yeah, like,
let
and
you down.
Like,
and I was pissing everybody off in the theater. It's like me and two of my exes were there, and we were just trash-talking the entire
fuck,
time.
Come on!
Yeah.
Like, I still have to watch the rest of fucking Twilight.
I
saw
that.
The first one.
Did you hear Kristen Stewart got busted cheating on him?
I did
oh
hear that,
God.
And that's fucking hilarious.
That's so
good. That
is
hilarious.
It was with Thor. It was with Thor.
I don't blame her.
No, it wasn't with Thor.
Yeah,
I
it
mean,
was with the dude that's in The Huntsman.
No.
Who? What's his name?
She cheated on. This is so bad that I know this.
This is so fucking retarded.
I know.
Hey, it's good news.
Hold on. She cheated on Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
With the guy, the
from the Huntsman
director.
Movie.
No, the director or something. Not the actual.
Not oh,
one not of the
him?
Actors.
Oh, okay.
But,
I thought
like
it was
the director or something of the movie.
Oh, see, I thought it was the guy who plays Thor that was in The Huntsman.
The guy that plays Thor.
I can't remember his name, but yeah.
Oh,
Chris
no,
something?
I was thinking. No, the other guy, Thor's brother, like the actor's brother, is married to Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, okay. Well, I do know that they actually axed her from coming back for the next Huntsman movie because they were going to do they were going to do
Chris
a sequel.
Hemsworth,
that's it, baby. They were going to do a sequel. They had it slated to be three movies. the first one and then a second one with her again, and then they were going to do a spin-off of The Huntsman by themselves, but they axed out that second film. We're just going with The Huntsman.
If you're going to fuck everyone because you're a slut, we're going to go ahead.
I mean, I'm not a Twilight fan, nor do I really care.
This guy was married too.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm not a Twilight fan, nor do I really care about Robert whatever
Pattinson.
Neither do I really care about him, but I do understand the hype. I understand that he is like a heartthrob from hell, apparently.
He is not.
I know, but women love him for some reason.
That doesn't, because he's fucking pathetic.
I know, but here, no, you gotta view it this way, though. Kristen Stewart. Which one is he?
He was the vampire.
She's not even good acting.
Well, hold on. You got Chris.
The sparkly vampire.
Yeah, the sparkly vampire.
The main dude.
He was the main one.
Edward, yes.
But you've got Kristen Stewart, who's pretty much like 1 year from getting like pre-op for a sex change, or maybe she's 1 year out. I don't know. But
no,
you know,
emotion.
She basically looks like she'd be better with a dick. And then you got her dating Robert Pattinson, who is basically the teenage heartthrob. You just keep the mustache. And Robert Pattinson, who's like the heartthrob of every 16-year-old's wet panties. And she cheats on him with
Everyone hates her at this moment, I'm pretty sure.
Like, wow.
I still would.
That's pretty fucked up.
She's still attractive.
No, who was it? Like, I think it was one of you guys or someone
he
else.
He needs to go fuck Charlize Theron to get back at her.
Oh, yeah. We all do. I think we all should take a bus ride.
I swear it was you or someone that was talking about the fact that he actually, like, makes fun of the Twilight movies.
Wouldn't he?
I would. If I was him.
Was it you that said that, though?
I don't know anything about that. I don't read enough about Twilight to give
someone,
a shit.
Someone really had told me that he actually... I've seen the first one, and the books are good,
and the movies aren't horrible.
Victor, you're damn near fired. God. You better shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I like books.
You're about to get...
I've read so much. I'm finishing the Dark Tower series.
Did you read The Hunger Games?
You're about to get manhandled, Mike.
I can't talk to you. They're waiting on me for it.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that shit in this house.
All three?
I can't. All three? Confirm or deny this.
All three?
I'm going to go with the great Mackie from BMF Cast. Yeah, and I'm going to go with...
These people are shitting on me.
No, I'm going to go with the great Mackie from BMF Cast and say that the guys that have the douchebag scale basis in douchebags, as in Twilight...
Yeah.
I'm gonna side with these guys because they know good movies.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I overdosed
on Lorotap so I wouldn't have to watch it when my girlfriend wanted to see it. I blacked out for 4 hours just so I wouldn't have to see this. She goes, "Hey, I want to watch Twilight. Will you get it for me?" I was like, "Okay, fine." So I went and I got her Twilight through a friend of mine. And I was like, "Here you go. Here's an advanced copy of Twilight. Fucking watch it. I'm gonna pop all these lore tabs. You wake me up when it's over, and we'll fuck." Hey. And so I pass out.
My defense, when I started reading them, it was like a bedtime story to my girlfriend, who's naked in bed next to me. So I'd read it to her when she passed out.
Oh my god!
And then she basically masturbated this shit. And then so I had to take her to it. And I'm like, after I saw the first one, okay, I've got to read more. And I've got to watch more.
You've got a naked woman passed out next to you.
After I fucked her brains out, sucked my dick.
Oh, and so then you decide to read Twilight. You're like, "Wow, I just had manly sex."
Have you seen fucking Nosferatu? That's a vampire. Those are not vampires.
Have you seen Dracula? They're fucking hot.
Speaking of that,
vampires don't sneeze fucking glitter.
You would have watched and read Twilight for her too.
No, okay. I like the meme that has from the monsters. It has, you know, Grandpa on there that says, "Back in my day, vampires used to suck blood." Not dick. No, that's
awesome.
Anyways, now go ahead. But
I was gonna say I have yet to see Nosferatu. I did buy it, but for some fucking reason I haven't watched it yet. I did buy a poster though. And if you want that, I'll give it to you.
Yeah,
new gamer tag, yeah. Nosferatu.
I've already got that. Oh come on, that would be awesome.
I figured I still have it like over on the wall. It's still wrapped up and everything like that. It's an older poster and it's been used.
Oh sweet.
And you can kind of tell that
I'm fine with that.
I'm gonna fight you for it.
She just offered it to me.
Fisticuffs.
I'm the one who loves the classic cinema.
I know that he's the Nosferatu fan.
I have a fisticuffs set of
movies. I haven't watched it.
I own the
Nosferatu is probably the first one.
Well, no. Whenever I bought the movie and whenever I bought the poster, I was like, "Well, I'm going to watch the movie, and more than likely, I'll really like it." So, you know,
it's very much classic horror.
After I find out that I'll put the poster up. I'm not gonna put the fucking poster up without knowing what the movie's about.
I'll hold on to the poster for while you decide.
I've kept from that, and I haven't watched the movie.
Just bring it to me.
Can you take the poster as just art? You don't have to, like... what yard is.
It is an awesome poster, but no, I'm not. I don't like doing that.
I don't
if
like
it's something that like a video game. Like if I haven't played the video game, or if I'm not going to play the video game, I'm not going to put the poster up.
Well, is that much traffic in your bedroom that it would count as advertising for something? Is it like
there is nothing in my bedroom? Well, no. Okay, I have movie posters in my bedroom.
She has a chair she sits in. That's where she sleeps. That's where she sleeps.
It's got duct tape.
Well, it's a big chair, and I'm little.
That's the Twilight watching chair she straps people to.
Yeah.
She sprinkles water.
Tapes the eyes open. It's so bright. So fucking bright.
Yeah, but no, I mean vampires. I mean. Ah, God. You know, it's Twilight is like the bane of any, like, serious movie buff's existence when it comes to horror films. Or just films
about
vampires.
It's not horror,
The thing that I've heard is that the first movie sucked balls compared to the rest of them. What I've heard. I've never seen them. I've never read the books. My mom bought me the book a long time ago, and I never actually read it. She was like, this is about vampires. You're really like it, because you're emo. And I never read it.
There has not been a decent vampire movie in probably...
20 years, at least.
Yeah, probably about 20 years.
What about Brad Pitt, Interview with a Vampire?
No.
You don't like that?
No.
That was entertaining.
No.
I didn't care for that one.
It's not that the book was great. Book was excellent. The movie, too many goth girls just pissed me the fuck off about that movie.
Okay.
They're like, oh my God, Tom Cruise is a vampire.
How did you feel about Queen of the Damned?
Queen of the Damned fucking sucked ass. She didn't die. She embarrassed herself to death. That's what happened. Sorry, that's
so
mean.
Sad.
She
was awesome, but the movie did suck.
I didn't mean to say that.
You
did. The only reason I watched it was for the hope of boobs. I was like, I can see those boobs.
What else was there? Dracula Dead and Loving It?
I kept landing my for the quest of boobage.
Dracula Dead and Loving It with Leslie Nielsen does not count, by the way, people. Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Anything with Leslie Nielsen doesn't count.
Francis Ford Coppola's Dracula was actually pretty good. I'll give it that, because it had that more grotesque approach to it, where it was a bloated, dead fucking corpse that was animated. That was the best part about it. And it actually had artistic style, which unfortunately, Dracula 2000, Queen of the Damned.
I got two things here.
Bordello of Blood was pretty good.
First off, I'm glad no one's mentioned True Blood yet.
I was, God damn it.
Thank freaking son of a
bitch.
I'll watch that for the titties, because
there's a lot
of tits in there.
True Blood is a white trash version of Dark Shadows.
But there's boobs in it all the time.
The original Dark
Shadows.
So it's worth watching and fast forwarding. And
I enjoy True Blood.
Other than that, True Blood is actually entertaining, but I just watch it for the boobs.
It really is. At first, like, Andrew and I started watching it, and we made fun of it the entire time, and then we just seriously started watching it.
It got worse when they started bringing all the fairies and pixies and witches and crap. It's like,
and see, that's where I'm at right now. And that's,
this is
that's
why I don't
really
like vampires.
Yeah.
No, they've gotten
fairies
worse.
And pixies.
It's like
well,
fantasy
no,
world.
True,
it's not like vampires. Yeah. Like, you could have a disease, you know, vampirism, where you have to actually drink blood because your own blood is worthless.
I don't know. The Blade movies aren't bad.
That was my next one. That was point two.
Blade 2 is actually one of my favorites.
It's a pretty kick-ass movie.
That's Guillermo del Toro did
that's
Blade
like
2.
The vampires had the mouse?
That's what they're the leech vampires, which was the only reason I liked it. I didn't like Blade 1. I didn't
Resident
like Blade
Evil,
Trinity. But Blade 2, I was like, this is actually really cool.
It was also
because,
based on a comic book.
Yeah, because their mouths split up and they got that cool leech tongue. But also, it's Guillermo del Toro, who's a great fucking director. And it was a good spin. It was a good spin on the whole vampire thing. And it's a fucking badass movie.
Were you ever a Buffy fan?
I like the original comics. I like the original movie.
But you didn't watch
I did
that.
Not like
you
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I hate Sarah Michelle Gellar,
but I was obsessed with the show.
I would fuck the shit out of Willow, though.
Fuck yeah. I would too.
I don't know. That's probably a guilty pleasure. But I do like.
I'm
I do like
that
the Buffy
we both
series,
knew
but...
to high five right after that.
But that's because
I would just bang the ever loving shit.
I watched
out of
a shitload of that when
fucking
that came out.
Allison Hannigan is
gorgeous. Oh my god! I would stick a flute out that vagina and play like.
Have you seen the? There's kind
chess.
Of a porn with her where
play
she's
got
a guy upside down
mojo. I play flute jazz.
He's standing there and she's laying with her head backwards off of something and she's just deep throating him like upside down wise and he's like
so upside down
and
like backwards.
Her head's hanging
like,
off
he's
and he's
like
just
right
railing
here.
That throat hole.
What are you
and he
weird.
Pulls it out and just busting down her throat.
What is it?
Willow.
Is it porno? Dude, I've seen everybody go like, oh, dude, like Andrew was like that one time. It's like, these are real pornographic pictures of her. I looked at this. Like,
no,
these
aren't. He's talking about
her.
A video.
And she stands up and she's like, ooh, that was a lot. And she's wiping it off her tits and it's her.
Oh, I gotta go find this now.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. You can type it. You can Google it.
Not right now.
We'll never finish this.
He'll get a boner.
Yeah, not right now.
awkward boner.
Dude. She even giggles like her normal like little sweet giggle like.
I'm sitting next to him and I'm blowing it up.
Well, that just took. But as I was saying, it's like I would shove a flute up her vagina and play jazz flute like Ron Burgundy.
Like Ron.
Flame shooting out the end. Please, Ron Burgundy 2, come out and come
in. Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to that. Anyway, vampires, okay. I hate it whenever I love movies. Movies are like, I love cinema, I love film, I love movies, and I love classic horror. I'm a big, like, the original Wolfman, the new Wolfman, it wasn't that bad. Visually, they had it down. Story-wise,
Anthony Hopkins is awesome, but
he did great with that. The whole fight with
the
two at the end,
show?
I was like, ah.
Have you seen the Teen Wolf?
Oh yeah.
Was it a movie or was it a TV show?
Teen what, Holly?
It's a TV show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Teen Wolf.
Yeah, they're trying to do a TV show.
I've watched every single episode
of
that.
Not Teen Wolf.
Yeah. It's not bad.
I was going to give a shit.
Really?
My ex,
I love
one. The original Teen
she
Wolf.
She loved him, and so I would come home after work, and she'd have it on in my bed. And
the original Teen Wolf was a great movie. It's an American classic. It is a great movie. Michael J. Fox, it was funny as shit. Michael J. Fox was the pinnacle of 80s comedy fantasy with, like, Back to the Future, Teen Wolf.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then he went off to start movies
adorable.
Like Doc Hollywood.
Guitar playing.
Yeah, he was actually a great actor, and unfortunately,
Doc Hollywood.
Parkinson's,
you still need to watch the new episodes of Doctor Who.
Yeah, I do. But
Doctor Who?
But Teen Wolf.
The Doctor.
When you
Who?
You take a look at something like Teen Wolf, which is straight up teenage comedy movie about werewolves, it was done in the vein of 16 Candles, Breakfast Club as a comedy. That's okay. It's fun. It's fun to watch with a girlfriend. Then you have the great movie to watch with a girlfriend that's also an 80s werewolf movie, which is American Werewolf in Fucking London.
Yeah.
Columbus, which is funny as shit. It is a dark comedy. Like the scene where he's in the movie theater and all the people he killed are there, and his friend's telling him, you have to kill yourself, David. You know, you have to kill yourself in order for us to be free. And he's like, how am I supposed to do that? And all the people he killed are sort of making little snidey little comments, about how he should kill himself. And he's like, hey, he's my friend. I don't want him to suffer. Why?
Yeah.
Look what he did to me, and it's funny as shit. But that's the more dark edge of it, and that's really funny. They have movies like The Howling, which is fantastic.
I don't think I saw...
The Howling's a good movie. The series, not so much, but the first two are really good. Then you have American Werewolf in London, which came out in the 90s, and that was a pitiful fucking attempt to try and cash in on the American... American Werewolf in Paris. That was the shitty one that was just this...
But it had boobs in the first 10 minutes.
It had Skinny Puppy in it. Yeah. But it was...
I like Skinny Puppy.
Yeah, and... It was a horrible movie. I despise the shit out of it, and I wish it never existed.
I don't even remember that.
But
movie.
What I was going to say about Blade 2 was the type of CGI they used in that movie was a mixture of CGI with prosthetics, which is why I was saying they could have at least done that in I Am Legend. And it would have been... I like that movie. It's just that I just don't like the large...
I don't like some of the close-ups of the Dark Seekers.
I just don't like the large crutch of CGI they use for every
entirely CGI, and it's up close. Like, you can tell your graphics are only so good.
Yeah.
Back it off at least.
Like the,
but had they
like
done
the
Blade 2 stuff, it would have
been great.
It was
jaw.
So good.
Like,
that's so fake.
You didn't have to do that.
Have you ever watched Blade 2 where they dislocate his jaw and it splits open to show the leech tongue? It's fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah.
And it's like right up in the face. They should have done that with a real actor, CGI, and prosthetics. And I Am Legend would have been an instant classic for me. If he survived at the end.
How do you feel about them coming up with a new Rush Hour?
I'm actually excited because I love the Rush Hour movies.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan?
He retired, though. Is he back to do it?
Yeah, he's back. He's back to do it.
Right.
And that's actually... It's
and Chris
both
Tucker?
Of them.
Yeah.
No,
it's going to be both of them.
No, do you remember?
Yeah.
What pissed me off with Chris Tucker, though, he wanted so much money.
He's Chris Tucker. Let him.
The thing is, like...
fucking Fifth Element? You want to start naming shit off?
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
I just think of her tits while she's in that machine.
Jackie Chan's not going to be doing as much. Like, he's not going to be doing all of the crazy shit that he used to do just because that's basically what he retired as.
Yeah, well,
like, that's
he beat
what
the crap
he
out of himself.
And he's 70. He actually broke his foot.
That was his whole entire reason of retiring. Yeah. So whenever they talked him back into doing this, he decided, they told him, they were like, you don't have to do the crazy shit or anything
now,
like
they
that.
Do another, if they do another Shanghai
noon or Shanghai Nights, then I'll be pissed. But,
yeah.
But Rush Hour, I love, because my favorite scene is actually in the outtakes during the credits, where they make the bad guy go out the window. No, when he goes out the window and they're both standing out the window, and just fucking Chris Tucker goes, "I guess he won't be in the sequel." I don't know why, it's so fucking hilarious, but I like
the phone call so, one.
Yeah, when he's like, "I'm shooting right now with Jackie Chan."
Oh,
yeah.
Was it? Yeah, okay. It was
Chris Tucker's phone. He's like, wants to talk to you. Yeah. He's like, "Why are you calling? We're doing a movie."
So Jackie Chan was one of those guys, just like growing up, who's like one of the most amazing martial artists of all time.
Well, him and the Chan brothers.
Well, he's just pretty much like the Bruce Lee of our time.
Yeah. Well, he does a comedy style what Bruce Lee did. Bruce Lee did shit very seriously.
Right, but Jackie Chan has. But it's just the amazing stuff he did, you know?
Who do you think would win in a fight? I'm pretty sure we've asked this question before.
I don't know. I don't think we have.
I don't know.
I think Jackie Chan would be more innovative.
I think Jackie Chan, first off, he would use everything around
okay.
his
if
environment.
Were, if they were both in their prime. If they were both in their prime. Not like the ages that they're at right now, but in their prime.
Bruce Lee would go in for the kill. That's
but,
the problem.
But Jackie Chan kind of studied Bruce Lee.
Yeah. Well, every martial artist after the 70s studied
exactly,
Bruce Lee.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So you'd have the advantage.
Now, here's the better one. Jet Li, a very serious martial arts man.
Versus
Jet
Bruce Lee?
Lee versus
what was,
Bruce Lee.
What was that movie that he was in? The one where he was the quote-unquote dog. No. They trained him.
That was
as the dog.
Unbound or
Unleashed.
Unleashed.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was
good. That was with Bob Hoskins. Yeah,
from that was a good
Roger Rabbit. Yeah,
that
was made him.
Movie.
Yeah, they came in there to.
Yeah, and he'd take the car off and let him.
You know, what's crazy is Jet Li's not that much younger than Jackie Chan.
No, he's not.
Really?
No, yeah. Jackie Chan. I looked it up while we were talking. Jackie Chan's 58. Jet Li's only 49.
Yeah.
That's 10 years younger. That's a lot.
I remember I told you about
that. Yeah, but
really. Whenever you get that old.
Once you hit half a century, I think everything after that is like a gift.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift, yeah. But no, I remember.
You're half a century. That's
I told
a lot.
You. I told you about this.
It's a gift.
That Jet Li was actually part of the martial arts group that was sent over from China to perform for Richard Nixon when he was in the office, and this is when he was just a little kid.
Yeah, you told me this.
Yeah, story. Yeah, and this is before he was a celebrity. He was just a martial artist, one of the best in the junior tournaments. And he came over and met Richard Nixon and stuff, and got to stay in Washington in a hotel. And their caretakers before they came to America were like, "Do not trust America. Don't say anything in your rooms. They'll have microphones in your rooms and stuff."
We're that bad.
Well, no. Here's what's funny is he actually believed it, and so when he was in his hotel room when they first checked in, he said, "You know, if you're listening, I want a whole bunch of ice cream." And when he came back from doing things with the tour, there was actually a bunch of fucking ice cream in his room.
Oh my god!
Is what he said. He said there was fucking ice cream in his room, and he had a blast. And then he met JFK and got to it's not JFK, but Richard Nixon got to perform. And then he came back, and now he's a huge fucking celebrity.
I wish that I was that good at something.
I don't care about meeting Obama.
I mean, obviously, it would be awesome to meet a president. That would be great.
Oh.
But just in general, that would be awesome.
That is something else I did this week. I watched the new Total Recall.
Oh yeah?
What did you think of it?
Yeah, I watched the new Total Recall.
I know it's nothing like the old one.
Well,
like
it's not
the
supposed
original.
To be. It's not supposed to be. I actually liked it, and Cranston...
Yeah.
Does a fucking awesome job.
Oh, Cranston's
total
in
dickhead.
It?
Oh, no, I told you that. He plays... Cohagen, the main villain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I told you he plays the bad guy in it. And he's a fucking asshole as hell. What's his name? Bill Nighy or whatever. He's in it. He plays the resistance leader dude.
Dude, I love Bill Nighy.
Yeah, well, the movie's actually good.
I was talking with somebody the other day about this, and I was like, you know, you look at Total Recall nowadays, and it's got that whole, like, early 90s look. It really just looks like the early 90s, and they've added some weird shit with their clothes. Like, the technology just doesn't look right.
Well, clothes are clothes. High tech? It's not going to be like
future
with the fucking...
No, here's what I'm getting at, Trent. You look at certain movies, like Blade Runner.
Yeah.
And Blade Runner, everybody has kind of a classic look to them.
Yeah.
And you have, like, the suits and ties. And suits and ties are timeless. Yeah. They've been around for 150 years.
Yeah.
That style doesn't change very much. So if you have everybody kind of dressing like that, then you don't have that sense of this being old.
Blade Runner has that, but there's also Benjamin, who's in Blade Runner, who's the guy with, the toy maker that they go to see.
Yeah.
And he dresses in the really weird jacket with the rings around the sleeves, like a very futuristic looking jacket. And his fashion always seems kind of weird and out of place.
He's the one that feels out of place.
Well, that's
movie.
Because he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be anachronism in context, because here's a man who's aged rapidly, and he's basically dying. You know, it's kind of a metaphor.
But what I'm getting at is when you looked at, like, Total Recall, because I was watching it in the bar a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, it just, it looks dated now. I don't know. I was having a hard time watching it, to be honest with you. It just did not hit me the same way it did when I watched it when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah. But with the new Total Recall, graphically, it's fucking awesome as shit.
It the cars really just look like the cars out of Mass Effect.
The cars or whatever. Who gives a shit about those?
Wasn't it Colin Farrell?
Yeah, Colin Farrell. Okay. Who actually did a really good fucking job.
I like Colin Farrell.
Well, no, I like him in certain roles.
I like him about half the time.
Wait,
like,
did he do Total Recall from a phone booth?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. With Kiefer Sutherland. You're like, I'm going to surprise everybody when they come out and they realize it's me, even though I sound just like myself. You know? So, and everybody's like, oh my God, it's that guy from 24. And you're like, you just now figure that shit out. It's Kiefer fucking Sutherland. Him and his father.
Is that the recruit? No, damn it.
Yeah, him and his father had the same goddamn, like, not the same voice, but that very distinct voice as you know who they are.
I remember giving him a blowjob in someone's dream.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about Mr. Kiefer.
Nice.
Forgot about that. Anyways, But no, yeah, Total Recall.
Kiefer Crush.
Boom, yeah. Boom, boom. It's cool the way that they kind of follow the same path. Like, the book will remember for you wholesale, or the short story, I mean. They keep a lot of the little... They have a lot of Easter eggs in it from the original movie, like the 2 weeks, you know, when
they have the three-breasted chick shoot.
Yeah, they have her very briefly for just a split second, you know. But remember whenever he's wearing the cool mask thing, and they keep saying 2 weeks? They have that in the movie, but it's like... It's not him. It's just this guy goes, how long are you in town? There's this big, fat redhead. She goes, 2 weeks. And then it starts to pan out to wherever he is. You know, and you're like, oh, that's cute. And the robots are really cool. They have android-like police officers and stuff, which is what he does for a living. He builds those in a factory. And there's a bunch of fight scenes for those that are pretty cool. The technology is actually pretty kick-ass. They have phones that are implanted in the hand. So it's like when it rings, your hand lights up with these little dials on it, little numbers you can push, and you just hold it up to your ear, or you can put it on glass. And if you put it on glass, it actually feeds into the glass and it pulls up a heads-up display so you can see the person that you're talking to, which is actually fucking kick-ass.
Nice.
So a lot of cool technology.
How do you jerk it?
You just hope you don't cock dial somebody.
That's how you get a left-handed phone.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you explain that when you're like 11, getting your first cell phone?
Yeah.
Sorry, Mom. I
like, why are your keys all gummy?
I push buttons better with my right.
Yeah.
And my dick.
Actually, yeah. But either way, why I jerk off my left is a problem. So, anyways, I do everything.
I use my left hand for just about everything.
Yeah, I mean, I'm right-handed, but my left hand goes places my right doesn't want to. Let's just put it that way.
My left hand does everything but write, basically.
Wipes her ass, flicks her beanie.
No,
I would have to relearn life if I only had my left hand.
Yeah, I've actually debated if I was going to chop my arm off.
I can still do a majority of things with my left.
My writing with my left hand looks like I'm in second or third grade again. Yeah. Like it's like,
well, mine does too. But
you should always
have a very talented
try
left hand.
Different things with your other hand, like do things completely differently.
Right with your feet.
You try to do things differently because then you use a different side of your brain. You use the opposite side of your brain that you normally do, and then that helps you develop a lot better. And
you learn a lot. In Rocky 2, he learned how to be a fucking right swinger instead of a fucking southpaw. You can do this.
Yeah,
you can do this.
You can do it.
He did it to try.
I was thinking about that because in the Gunslinger, I just almost finished the series in my last freaking book of it. But he gets one of his hands bit off. He's a gunfighter. He's got two guns. And he can shoot everything.
Yeah.
Big lobsterosity eats.
Stephen King's just like,
Dada chomp. And big old lobster clomps off all his fingers. And he's got these two is all he's got left. And so he tries to draw his gun and shoot the thing.
So his ring finger and his pinky.
That's all he's got are his ring and pinky.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
And so he has to learn everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. They can't see me.
His ring finger and his pinky.
Anyways, yeah, so he's always good at shooting with his left hand, but he can't do anything else. Like when he's trying to use a knife later, he's like, oh, shit, and cuts himself and so many crappy things. So I'm like, holy crap, you know?
I feel like that would be kind of easy.
But then he also mentions he's always masturbated with his left hand. Like, the Stephen King writing. Yeah. He talks about beating it all the time and, like, all these fucking people doing it.
That's why I find it hard to read some Stephen
King.
It's
too real. It's like, it makes me
feel
dirty.
No, it's not that it's too real. It's just like, is this really relevant? It's like in the book It, there's, like, a three-page section early on where they're talking about being at the police station and hearing these two cops making fun of this gay kid. And they keep going, oh, faggot and faggot this. I found these two faggots blowing each other under the bridge. And you're just like, why is this in this book? What the fuck? You're like, what does this have to do with the story?
Draw out emotion.
And the kid's like, and that was my summer. And you're like, what the fuck?
No relevance.
Watching gay guys in the police station. Well, yeah. That was your fucking summer. No wonder a clown ate your friends.
Anyways, hiding in the gutter.
Yeah. You want to get a blowjob? Fucking Tim Curry blowing kids
in the fucking bridge. Got nice legs.
Anyways.
I'm glad I never had a
feeling. But yeah, Total Recall. Total Recall was actually not bad. I mean, I entered the movie from behind. Sorry. Okay. I entered the movie basically not wanting to compare it to the original or even the book. I wanted to see something kind of new and just kind of see. And I actually got that. It was a totally different take, totally different direction, totally different struggle. It's, you know, and I was very happy to see that. And they didn't really... They actually kind of built the story on its own, around its own elements, rather than pulling too much from the original Schwarzenegger, which was really good. Yeah, really nice. Happy. And in the movie, it's like there's two colonies. There's, I think, United Federation of England or something, or London. And then there's the colony. And they're both on opposite sides of the world, so they have that, the fall, which is an elevator that goes straight through the earth that people use to commute back and forth. That's just kick-ass as shit. Because it's like when you get to the core and you get to the side, the gravity shifts, polarity. So it's like this good, like, 20 seconds, they're just in zero G as the whole room spins around in slow-mo. Because it basically, they just drop it. And as it gets to the other side, it uses that momentum to go further out from the core. And then the brakes kick in, and it starts to actually lift it up, which is cool technology. But, both of those sides are constantly warring with each other, of course, you know. And Cohagen, which is played by, was it Bryan Cranston? Or
yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah. I just try to remember his full name. But, yeah, I like him. He's a great actor ever since he did Seinfeld up into Malcolm in the Middle and then Breaking Bad, you know. And he does a great fucking job in that. And, surprisingly, Colin Farrell actually kicked ass as Hauser Quaid.
I've always wanted to see, but... From just seeing my roommate and his girlfriend go see it the other night, he came back, holy shit, that was awesome. She's like, I couldn't keep up with it. Every time I turned my head around, more shit was blowing up. It looked like the same scene the entire movie.
Cause there's so much action. It doesn't really look that way now. No,
well, she's a girly girl.
Very
girl, you could say.
Yeah. No, it's actually really cool. They did a good job with the tech that they came up with for it, as well as the scenery. It looks really good. Everything just looks really badass in it, and the fight scenes are actually pretty inventive. There's a cool elevator shaft one in a hotel where it's like all the elevators are on a grid so they can go sideways.
Yeah.
So it's up and down, and so they're running in the elevator shafts, and these boxes just keep coming up behind that, just keep jumping around. And that's pretty kick-ass. And worth seeing, so definitely. I wouldn't mind going to the theater and seeing it again.
Awesome.
I might have to go see it.
Let's do that this weekend. Let's go watch some freaking movies.
Before you go.
I gotta go.
Brainland.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I really want to see Expendables.
I do too. 17th comes out.
2 days.
Ain't see that.
No, we were talking about all these old action heroes, Schwarzenegger,
Chuck
and stuff
Norris
like that.
Chuck Norris is in that one, I do believe.
Yeah, but look at this. I mean, you got Stallone, you got Van Damme, you got Norris, you got Statham, you got Dolph Lundgren, you got Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, Terry Crews, Liam Hemsworth, Jet Li, Randy Cort. I can't ever pronounce his last name.
Yeah. Liam Hemsworth, which is Thor's brother.
Right. Yeah. You got Mickey Rourke, you got Steve Williams, Stone Cold, right?
Yeah.
And that's just, it's a fuckload of people from, like, the fucking people I grew up watching in different movies, you know?
Yeah.
And especially just Chuck Norris. I mean,
pretty nostalgic.
Well, it's funny they actually got Van Damme to agree to it this time.
I know, Van Damme's the second one I pulled up in the cast.
Yeah, well, I think it's funny because he was like, when they first asked him, he was like, I don't need money.
He told him to F off the first one.
Yeah, he was like, I don't need money. And then he saw how profitable it was going to be to do the movie. So. Well,
the first one was pretty badass.
It's funny because several of these guys are really short and some are gigantic. So
Dolph Lundgren is fucking huge.
And Van Damme's like 5'7"?
Van Damme's smaller than both me and you.
Yeah. That's right.
Now, the only one they're missing is Steven Seagal.
I know. I really want to see.
They need to get his fat ass off.
I watched Under Siege the other day. Oh my god! I forgot how good it was.
Tits, dude.
Nice. Oh, the cake. Oh, god. That might have been like the first boobs that I've stored in my head for memory.
Yeah, no shit.
Like sub boobs, underwater tits.
I ruined the tracking on at least two tapes.
Fuck yeah, wore it out. Just pause. It's like. Mom's like, damn, VCR's acting up again.
Yeah, I blew my palm out like a tire.
It wasn't my palm, it was my load.
I was watching Machete the other night.
I rubbed a pillow, a bent over pillow, raw. Just
my teddy bear on that.
As a permanent ending.
I was young. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
What was that bear called?
I dry hunt my sister's sleeping friends.
That's
Shit, bear.
Wilco's Bear. Girlfriend is Bear. Yeah, he's like, damn it, Bear. It's a stuffed animal. He's fucking all the time.
And then, what was it, Jaffy?
Raffy.
Raffy?
It was the giraffe he started cheating on Bear with. With another stuffed animal. You guys gotta see it. It's great. If you have not watched him over,
watch it. I haven't watched it yet. But anyway, yeah, Expendables too. Yeah.
So we were talking about a question trap.
Yeah,
we were. Like 20 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. I'd say more than 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. So I'm going to go back on it. Dave said an island. Gij Maccabee. Mia Yoko. I can't say her last name.
Jokovic.
Mila.
Mila Jokovic.
Mia Jokovic.
Jovovich or Jovovich.
So. Aaron says clean socks. Not a bad idea. Jason says.
You just got to dirty them up.
Beating off on them.
Yeah.
No, you can beat off anywhere.
Yeah, on zombie faces.
Yeah.
There's going to be some hot zombies with a tit hanging out or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, look, her shirt was torn when she got bitten.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Jason says, a full body suit of woven steel mesh. Bob Morgan says, zombie repellent, a.k.a. shotgun.
Things that, okay, I was going to say, things that actually exist would be great.
Chuck from Elseworld says, a distillery, alcohol can sanitize, fuel, get you messed up, and doesn't age quickly.
See? Fucking told you.
And you have to pull mine up, too.
Now you can use it for trade.
I have to pull yours up now.
Oh. Yes, you do.
We actually did
get some on my Twitter. Adam, or driver, said Zombrex.
Zombrex.
Touche. And then Moon said me.
Huh?
Well, he said you, but it meant me.
Right.
And he said an expert, an advanced plan, a good local knowledge. The most people will die is in the first week.
Okay, that's kind of weird. No, I know.
It would be me. So not only do I know this area, but I also fit last week's decision for a girl.
Mm.
For trade.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's that.
Let's say more responses here. We had Glenn saying, reliable gun-toting friends. Lizzie says, an underground bunker full of liquor and guns. Basically my dream house. Yeah. Jackie says, all the supplies already mentioned and explosive cauliflower? I heard they can't tell cauliflower from brains.
That's my old Spanish teacher.
Nice.
So I give her props.
Scott McFadden says, crowbar, tool, weapon, what more can you ask for? He's been playing a lot of Half-Life.
He's in a Freeman mode.
He's in a Freeman mode. Yeah. In a Freeman fever dream.
Yeah.
Nymph says, I have a K-bar and a full chainmail set. Seems like a good starter kick to me. K-bar being a knife, the crazy knife. Yeah,
9-inch blade.
Very
dependable knives.
Yeah, he put that on our Twitter. Yeah.
Do you have any other ones?
Nope, that was it.
Okay, so we got an email.
I kind of forgot about it, honestly, until I saw you post it.
Yeah, you forgot it. I was like, is she going to post it?
No, I completely... Is she going to post
it? I was like 5 o'clock, I better post it.
I forgot it was Wednesday, honestly.
I kind of did, too. Been a crazy week.
So I dropped the ball on that one.
Actually, you want to go ahead and just jump on break and then read that when you come back?
No, this email's going to be awesome.
It is?
Yeah, it's Ian.
Okay.
And this is his last week's email.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so Ian's...
I just got somewhere I gotta be, but yeah.
Okay, well,
Holly spoke.
Blast this ass. Let's do it.
All right, you've been badgered. All right, Tilcast, you asked for it.
Don't give a
shit.
This
one time, my buddy Keith and I decided we should roast the Tilcast because they said they were too nice to them. So the tradition of Festivus begins with a ring of grievances.
Yeah.
I got a lot of problems with you people, and now you're gonna hear about it.
Oh, shit.
Justin and Trent. Will you two fucks just get over with it and come out of the closet already? Even Bert and Ernie think you guys are in denial.
Fuck yeah.
That's lame.
Two successful men living together in Oklahoma of all places. What the hell gives?
Successful?
He's listening to the wrong cast. You know these guys?
Oh, man.
What were you thinking of the names for the podcast? I see now why you guys didn't pick Straight Cast. Because Tilting defines what Justin is doing over a couch when Trick gives him Mass Effect.
That was good. Yeah.
For the love of Christ, can we talk about Rex? AA called. They said you were going to need 20 steps instead of 10.
Which is 12 steps last week. I can tell you it's 12 steps.
Which is going to be a huge problem because you will most likely only make it up to 5, you drunk fuck. I heard Charlie Sheen listens to Tilcast just to hear your voice to make him feel better about his drinking problem. Oh, and then we have Victor. This motherfucker is defending our country. Pretty soon, Red Dawn is going to become a documentary.
Oh,
I give him props on that.
But Vic, I see why you joined the Air Force. You're just like that organization. You'll take anyone with two legs and a pulse. But in all seriousness, I hope Victor's stay in the Air Force is just like his cock. And lastly, you have the Holly Badger.
Oh my couch.
Holly, Holly, Holly. This bitch has had more anal rape attempts by Boy Scout leaders. By Boy Scout leaders than boys dropping the sub at Penn State football camp. You know, Holly, people say that you are short, and that's simply just not true. You're really, 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 I mean, really fucking short. On a serious note, I love the cast. Thank you again for putting it on. And a special shout out to Vic. Thank you for serving.
Yay!
I like that red dunk, huh?
That was awesome.
That was pretty good.
So, Ian, you've redeemed yourself.
All right. Before we jump to break, since I'm going to be taking off after break, once we're on break, my news really quick.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and give your news?
I got two pieces.
Yeah.
Of ass.
Yeah, that's kind of giggling. Anyways, first one was about the Durango 720 dev kit for Xbox 360 that was reportedly sold on eBay for like $21,000.
Expensive Xbox.
Yeah, well, it's a computer tower, which is what most. Yeah,
so to explain that to people who know what it is, a dev kit is basically they'll ship you a machine, mm-hmm. basically has the stats for whatever machine they're looking to build. So in Xbox's case, codenamed Durango, it has a certain set of specs.
Yeah,
they give you a box that will run set specs. And then you build your game based on that.
I think it's got like the Radeon 600 series video card in it is what they were wanting to aim for.
Seriously?
Old, but that's what they're up in the 7,000s now.
I shouldn't be surprised because a lot of console tech is usually two or three generations of PC tech behind.
Yeah. And
that way they can do it for $200 or $300.
Yeah, I think they're using the Radeon 67. I think the 6700 is what they're wanting to use in it.
But it's not bad, but it's not bad. Amazing.
No, it's not amazing either. I mean, here in like, I think one more year, you'll find those in laptops. They're not using them yet in laptops, I don't think. No, but you'll find that in laptops.
Actually, this is running in 6700.
Oh, that one is?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. That was off. So, but anyways, what is it?
That's a decent buy, too. It's like a good deal PC.
Yeah.
For laptop.
Yeah, for Asus Gaming Rig, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, so they send these things out as towers for people to basically take a look at and start looking at the specs and see what it can do. And this guy purportedly had two of them, and he sold one of them on eBay to some bidder for, I think, $21,000.
Yeah, $21,000.
Which, for a price that high for to sell...
Was it $2,100 or $21,000?
$21,000.
Jesus.
And for it to go for that much... This guy is most likely not an enthusiast. It's probably a competitor company purchased it, and the off chance that it was legit, or they knew for damn well it was legit, so they could take a look at it and see what the specs are, so they know.
Maybe
what
it was
Xbox
Microsoft.
Doing. Could have been. Who knows? Microsoft hasn't said anything about it yet.
Buy back their own product.
Yeah, yeah. Because here's the thing about dev kits is that they're not actually that they're given out to development studios so they can take a look at stuff. The truth is, it actually still belongs to the company that gave it to them. They can they can ask for it back at any time, and there's a very small amount of them that are made because it's a rare thing.
When you think about development cycles, too, I mean, a lot of games take a year or two.
Yeah.
So they're talking about building this Xbox. They want to release it in 2014. They need a launch lineup, so they're going to give it to 30 developers, get their games ready, and that way they're ready to go when it comes out.
Mm-hmm. And that's the whole point behind it. And this guy had two of them, one that
know when it's going to come out?
The speculation's been 2013, 2014. So.
Yeah, like Christmas 2013 or early 2014. That's what they're aiming for. With the look at everything that's lined up.
Well, he said 2014, so I didn't know if there was basically like beginning of the year, middle.
No, there's no definitive launch date. Okay. I want to say it's going to be 18 months. That's my prediction.
My view on it is with the lineup, everything that's going on, I think we're going to see a little bit trickle out at the end of this year, some more stuff, information, like legit information. Followed by an unveiling at E3 in June, followed by a Christmas December release. So it'll be sold in the holidays.
I'd almost think of maybe pushing it even to Christmas 2014, but
I don't know.
I don't think it's close enough yet.
I don't think it'll be Christmas 2014. I could see them bringing it in at the end of 2013 or at least the first half of 2014 before summer. So.
If it followed,
it would be the best idea to do it around Christmas, though.
Yeah. Usually, but at the same time, you also have to just keep in mind about how they run everything with
just the way they do stuff. So
either way, they're going to get a lot of sales.
Yeah, that's they really will. All that yeah, they will.
You Let's can just... release a console and then a second push before holidays and games. Yeah, like new release of games.
Well, it depends on how they just want to do it. I mean, I know that they're going to want to retain a lot of their current customers and get them to switch over because. There's
do
a big question
do we know
of
anything about that?
Not too much, but there's a big question of is it going to be backwards compatible? Is it not? That's basically one of the big things. Because if I have to go out and buy a brand new console but still keep my 360, I'm going to be slightly pissed. I would like to have a console that's going to be able to handle all of the original 360 games. I don't care about Xbox, but just the 360 games plus the new ones. That would be great.
Yeah,
I haven't heard too many gripes on the PS3 when they switched it. They had some backwards compatible, the new Slim.
Well, Xbox is the same way. They have a very small select few titles.
Download the
small list. I know, but they have a small list of about 100, not even 100, maybe like, I can't remember how many games that are actually compatible. Others, they never bothered.
Yeah, it's like maybe 10% of games.
Get the codex.
Do we know anything about like gamer tags or anything like that? If they'll actually port over or if you'll have to...
No, they'll definitely do that just to make it... Yeah, they have to.
That's your live account. That's not even
specifically
your Xbox
Live.
Yeah, my live account is the same on Games for Windows Live as it is for...
That's their new staple of how you manage that. So they're going to definitely port that over. That's where the graphics on the avatars and stuff is definitely going to probably increase for how they look as well as what you can do with them.
Yeah.
So I just hope they don't go the way of Wii and focus everything around, hey, bowl with your avatar.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't like the fucker enough to hang out with him. Why do I want to bowl with him? Anyways.
I like my avatar.
Yeah, I know you do. But anyways,
but
that's the news on that, is that somebody, this guy who is the same one who leaked the photos of the Durango system a while back, it's the same dude. So, and sources have said that it is a legitimate dev kit, so we'll see how much he gets sued for.
Yeah.
By Microsoft. Of course, he doesn't. He's actually completely blown off all the ideas of legal repercussions. He's been like, oh, well, whatever. So I don't know if he knows something or what. I have no fucking clue. But there's that. And then the other one was the Neo Geo Gold is making. Neo Geo is returning this year. And I think December is when it's supposed to come out. December 6th or something like that. It's going to be $199. And what it is, it's a handheld device that's going to basically have preloaded a whole bunch of Neo Geo original titles on it. And I don't have that list with me. Do you guys remember? I know it was Fatal Fury's on there.
I don't remember.
Metal Slug was on there.
Samurai Showdown.
Samurai Showdown. So great titles that were on the Neo Geo and are going to be on it preloaded, which is great. It also is going to have an SD card slot where you can plug in and actually load more up. The best part is it's actually going to come with a station as well. And the station lets you charge it, but it's also hooked up to your TV, so you can go ahead and play your games on your HDTV.
Yeah, so it's a handheld portable, also a console plug in your big screen. Do you remember the screen size?
No, I don't. It just said HD. That's all it said.
Didn't say?
Yeah. Oh, no. On the actual handheld, 4.3 inch.
4.3? So
I know that number really well.
Like a
anyway.
Galaxy S?
Yeah, but it's a great idea. I love it, and unlike the Neo Geo, it's not going to cost you, like $650 fucking some odd dollars. It's actually going to be just $199, which is actually not bad when you look at what you're getting. You're getting the Neo Geo handheld portable where you can play some great fucking games from your childhood.
Well, you got to remember, money's worth less. You're getting way more now.
Yeah, and I think you're getting, I think there's a total of maybe 25 titles altogether that are actually preloaded on it from what I read originally, the long list, because that's just a short list that's on there.
Tell me you can't torn out everything
games.
You want.
Yeah, 20 classic games, all loaded right on there, and it's going to be portable as well as on your TV. So I mean, what else can you fucking ask for? That's awesome.
Yeah,
and that's what it looks like. Yeah, it looks great.
With tablets and laptops, you're basically getting the same thing without an emulator. But
it comes with that big fucking gamepad, which is cool.
I kind of like those old classic gamepads.
Yeah, I'm actually happy they're going with that. So that's pretty kick-ass.
Is it wireless?
Yeah,
wireless controller on your Neo Geo?
Actually, it might not be. They might just be behind the wires for a show.
I don't know. I mean, if I love Samurai Showdown, so...
I see some wire plug-in. Yeah, it's on the front.
Well, that might be like an Xbox controller.
Well, yeah, I see a
dongle
plug-in on the front of the
like
console.
A dongle.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying is they might be wired. They're just hiding them right now just for show. But either way, no, it's really awesome. I'm kind of excited about it, and I probably might get that. So.
Or optional charge cable.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely will probably buy that. Let me see. Other than that, that's the only news I had for... Dude, he's just, consumed by this.
Yeah, Not your boner's ripping your pants over there. Tape it down.
Fatal Fury.
Oh, yeah. That's game so good.
No, that's why. That's the one I've been going on about is Fatal Fury. So.
Well, that and Samurai Showdown. Yeah. It's one of my favorite games of all time.
Yeah. But I'm definitely excited. I'm probably going to pick it up, and it'll be fun as shit. So, they'll probably see me every time I get stuck at a red light. Just Neo Geo. Boom.
Nice.
Until somebody honks to let me know it's time to go. So, that's what it's for. You just honk to let people know.
Yeah, just the little honk.
Yeah. Beep.
You don't have to lay on
you
it.
You don't have to fuck. Yeah.
You just weep.
Yeah.
Weep.
I like it when you're weep. One of those cars and you're that's just like, car. It's your first time driving a car and you're like, you're driving honk. This specific car and you think, well, I'm just going to give it a little honk. You honk, it's just like the loudest fucking thing in the world. You're like, you feel like an asshole.
Yeah, you just go for a little a little love tap, but it's like,
it's like you're like, oh,
the first
shit,
time
sorry.
I did mine, it was like, weep.
It's pretty weird.
It's like a motorcycle.
So
sounds like a gay cat. Just like,
it's just like, honk, honk, honk.
It was just very high pitched.
That was that was it, the lethargic car? It's just like,
oh.
Honk. The apathetic one's just like,
it's like, do I have to?
Then there's the emo car, just me.
Honks at itself. It honks itself.
It honks at itself. Actually.
Backfires. You push it.
Yeah. And then it cries.
It just starts leaking oil all the place.
Yeah. Oh, it's just leaking oil and it stutters. It stutters the entire time you drive. You're just like, oh, damn it. Because it's crying so
car.
Bad. It's crying so bad that
no matter what
shaking.
Station you turn to, it's freaking just crying.
You turn your AC on. It sounds just like it's just. Every time he turns,
oh, tires are just slowly squealing like wee, yeah. Like on a new parking lot. It's a fucking emo
the
car.
The emo car. That's awesome. That reminds me of the swag.
Why are my seats studded? These hurt.
You guys know about swag, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the swag. I came with this one today. We were sitting outside, and I was just nonchalantly asking questions. I was like, if you see a line of people with swag standing in line, is it called a swaggin' train?
Swaggin' trail?
And then Danica was like, no, it's called a human swagapede.
Human swagapede.
That's what happens at all conventions.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny.
And afterwards, mouths are sewn to assholes.
Yeah. But I was just like, yeah, we were trying to figure things out. Because I came up with the thing, like, is swag something that's measured like midichlorians? Can one be strong in the swag? It's like, can you use the swag to affect the environment around you?
The swag is so strong.
It's like whenever a mighty,
is strong with you.
What was it, a grand swag wizard? I think is what I called it. Whenever a grand swag wizard dies, you feel a disturbance in the swag.
Now your bag gets more
swag. The dog.
Hey, wag the dog. Anyways, so we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna take a break.
Yep.
So I can get out of here.
See you later, Trent.
Yep. I'm going to chug a Red Bull, and I'll be ready for the next part.
I'm going to get more sake.
Suck what?
Sake.
And we're back, and this is Justin, and I'm going to moderate the last half of this.
Because Trent's gone.
Trent's got to change some locks. So, not going to say why, but he's got to help a friend out. And he's a busy dude tonight. So, with that being said, Holly, we were talking about questions. We got a new question for everybody.
Yes.
What are we going
to
do?
I have yet to have an answer for it, though.
Well, we can start with Victor, and then it'll go to me, and then go to you.
I think it'll take longer than that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So
we can
our
talk
question.
About this.
I'm not that quick.
So our question.
You'll have longer than that to get there is what I'm saying. It won't be so quick that you won't be able to think of it before it's over.
So the question is Total Recall related. If you could erase or implant a memory, what would it be? Vic.
Erase or implant a memory?
Like, implant a vacation or erase a horrible memory. I don't want to erase anything I've learned because that's what horrible things are. You learn from them. At least you don't repeat that mistake.
So why don't you just make it funny?
Erase
having to watch Twilight to get laid.
But he got laid.
Yeah,
so
but I don't
want
to
get erase
laid.
That.
Just blank the first part out.
That won't happen. I'll be like, what happened, but I'm having sex now. This is weird.
See, if I were going to go back on that, it's kind of like somebody's going to hate on me for this. I don't like Napoleon Dynamite. I've never actually watched that movie. That's one of those movies I put in the background, and it's I've always had sex with that movie on the background. I don't know why. It's just because I don't pay enough attention to it, and it's just, it didn't hit that right mark for me. That movie came out when I was already an adult, and I just didn't get it.
I watched it in theaters, and I hated it. And then for some reason, I bought the shit on DVD, and then I watched it again. And I actually liked it for a second, and then I could never watch it again.
Well,
and then,
like I said, people can hate on me for it, because I know there's some people diehard Napoleon Dynamite fans.
No, and that's stupid. No, there were diehard Napoleon Dynamite fans. It's really hard to say. But not really anymore.
It's good. Okay, the thing was, I watched it in theaters, I was like, fuck that movie, that was kind of lame. And then later I just was like, give me freaking tots. We're at Sonic, and I make a tots joke, and it's like, that's fucking funny. And then later I see a llama, and I'm like, come on, Tina, you know, eat your food. And then I'm like, later, you know, I see a fucker who looks like Uncle Rico in his old 80s shirt, an old ghetto van. I'm like, no fucking way. And so it gets funny, it's quotable.
And that's the exact reason why I don't like that movie.
It's quotable.
Because people quote it?
Yep. Because the second that movie came out, that's all it was. It wasn't even that good of a movie.
It's like
But everyone quoted it like it was a fucking masterpiece.
It's like a banner of mediocrity. It's not supposed to be awesome. It's just freaking
terrible.
It's fun. Plus, you know, my buddy Patrick looks like fucking Napoleon. Like, no fucking other. Sorry, Patrick. I know you listen sometimes. fucking Napoleon Dynamite. He was actually fucking Napoleon one day.
Who's the guy that I met a few nights ago? Two nights ago.
I don't know. I wasn't with you at that bar, Holly.
Where else?
I don't know.
When Matt and I went to
Cody
in the Raw.
Cody with the kind of emo
Cody.
Hawk.
I know.
Or Daniel, who looks like Macaulay Culkin.
It didn't look like Macaulay Culkin. I don't know. You were with two girls and him.
That happens all the time. It's average, you know, weeknight. But
it was, I don't know.
Does he have freckles and dark hair and short, or tall and blonde with glasses?
He was sitting down the entire time. I don't remember.
You have a petite nose.
I don't know. It was some guy two nights ago that you were at the warehouse with. Whenever Matt and I went to
Aaron,
is it Aaron? I don't know.
Was he with his wife?
I don't know. The one with the cigarette trick.
Do you remember that? Yeah, that's his wife.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Aaron. I introduced him. And our best man.
I'm awful.
Is Aaron the guy? Is Aaron the guy that lives in OKC?
No, that's Daniel.
I remember Cody. I remember him, but that's...
He was at the bar the first time you went to the warehouse.
Who's the dude with
the warehouse chair? Well, he was at Justin's party too.
Who's the dude with the longer hair? Josh's cousin?
Cody.
Oh, that's Cody.
That's
the other Cody.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Cody. He listens to the show.
Yeah. No, I know. I've met Aaron.
Yeah. This is like my best friend in the freaking world.
Yeah, no, I've met Aaron.
Cool.
And then Stretch was at your party, but I didn't talk to him at all.
Stretch is awesome.
Yeah.
I remember, like, he used to go to Mad Murphy's with us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to talk to him there, but for some reason I didn't talk to him whenever we went to your party.
Speaking of stuff like that, we could hit the bar tomorrow night.
We should invite listeners also. Wait.
I don't know how well that's going
to
work out for me.
You just
I'm
have
not going
to
be driving.
You just have to ride drunk. That's the best ever. You're like, this car is going fast.
That sounds terrible.
Gotta go real fast. Thank you, Bobby.
Now that's a quotable movie.
They all are. You ever watch Colin Powell, The Dark Crystal, Team America, World Police? Horrible movies, but amazing. Great.
I don't know. That sounds like a really good idea. I don't know.
Monty Python.
Know.
World.
All right, so back to our question, Vic.
What I would do, I would implant, something, first of all. It would be like a crazy... Like, I went to the damn moon, and like I was the first person to walk on, or something stupid. Something, like, from Mars. That's honestly what I would want to think that I did first. And people would think I was crazy when I talked about it. They're like, dude, that hasn't happened yet. I'm like, no, I completely remember that I did this. And they think I'm completely insane, and I would believe beyond a doubt that I did that, because it was a real memory in my head.
So, since we're talking about this, I'm going to go back to the future on this and just say...
Are you supposed to be answering the question?
Yeah.
He's just fucking with me on mine, so...
Yeah, no, I'm sort of answering the question. One of the ones that I could think of that I'd like to have implanted in my head, if somehow they could do it for something that's going to actually happen, winning lottery ticket number... Or not winning horse races. So, like, kind of like what they did in Back to the Future, you figured out who was the winning horses in all the different races. I'd want to know all the, like, winning horses for, like, 2 years.
Oh, like, you have the memory of something that's a true memory? Like, it's going
not
to happen.
Not even a memory, just
futuristic.
Like...
Futuristic.
Yeah. Just like having some foresight. It was like, oh, well, I know which one's going to win.
That'd be awesome.
But I don't think this question works that way.
Well,
why not?
Hypothetically, that thing doesn't exist in the first place, so it could actually do that. It'd be like a loophole in the system.
You could have a memory of winning the lottery and spending all of your money on shit that you didn't keep, but you had a lot of fun with.
There'd have to be loopholes, where you didn't have any like existence of what you won because your brain would nullify that as
real.
Like, I own a big house and I have a Ferrari. What the fuck am I doing on my Celica?
It wouldn't be like that. Like, you could supposedly win the lottery in your mind or choose the winning horse or something like that and then just spend it all on food and prostitutes or whatever the fuck you decided to spend it on.
Prostitutes?
I don't know.
Okay, fucking weird like that, like the Dark Tower series I'm reading.
Yeah.
Like, he'll save somebody's life and they die in a different world. There are a lot of parallel universes. And one of the other ones, there's like 12 worlds, and one of the other ones is like, oh, I'm dead. No, I'm not. I'm still here. It's like, but I remember getting run over by that car, but I'm still fucking alive. And they go crazy as shit.
What if you made a paradox? Do you watch Doctor Who?
You can make the references.
Do you?
I have. Yes.
Have you watched, like, all of the recent episodes?
I don't masturbate to it like you.
One of the other things, so if you want to think of something...
It's good. Anything in general.
If you want to say something useful, you could say, I want to have the memories of Albert Einstein.
Could they do that?
But that would only... Okay. So how long are these memories supposed to last? There we go. That's
the hard part.
It's a permanent memory, like a real memory. You can take a week vacation. Remember the first one with Schwarzenegger? They said you can go on a vacation. You can have a wonderful night with any woman you want. Okay. By the way, I fixed it. Night with Holly. Completely. I paid $20 for it. Great deal. That's my new memory.
$20?
That's all I got to spare.
$20?
That's all it's worth to me.
Man, that's...
I didn't want to charge you more than that, okay? I didn't want to charge you more than $20. I didn't think it was a good deal.
I was going to say...
It gave you a good deal because you're a friend.
I'm probably only worth like $5, if that.
Wow, you just were totally...
Worth about eight.
Totally killed her ego.
Eight and a half, depending on the night.
She's like, but I was thinking like $10,000.
No, oh no, no.
$1 million.
That was... why don't we say this? Let's simplify the question. Remember one really good night, what would you want it to be?
Remember one that's already happened?
Like, no. Like, if you could implant it would be a short-term memory. Victor just handed her a $5.
This should so be on camera.
Like one day, if you could remember one day.
Of history, like anything that's already happened, I guess?
Yeah.
Or some made up.
How do you like them apples?
That deserves a high five.
Fuck yeah.
Wait.
You're not reading that. But you're not reading
he'll,
it.
He'll read it.
No, but
I'm
you're
not.
Not
yeah,
is that real?
That's not. Oh, yeah.
I can match that.
No question about that. It was awesome. Anyway, well, no, not really, but, you know. Oh! Anyway.
We all do.
So what did we change the question to?
Yeah. Not,
if you could remember, just that way, because if you do the whole, like, whole life, like, whole alternate life or something like that, it gets kind of convoluted.
I would like a day in maybe like a Greek arena, like just crazy.
Yeah, like being a gladiator or something like that? Not
like
a Greek arena.
I want to be a gladiator and win every match for an entire day until I go to
That's
sleep that
cool.
night. Just fucking just murder the shit out of them. Off the fucking heads flying off, freaking Spartacus style. Owned.
I think I'd want to be, you know, one of the dreams I had when I was a kid is I always wanted to be like a fighter pilot, but I could never be a fighter pilot because I wore glasses, you know? That dream got dashed pretty early on. It's like, yeah, you can't see for shit, so you can't be a fighter pilot. It's
well,
like, fuck.
Actually, you could fix that.
Well,
no, actually, I can't. My ophthalmologist says I can't fix my eyes.
Yeah, I probably can't either.
You're always going to see gay men as attractive, and it's just a problem, Nos. I'm sorry. Your eyes can't be fixed. That's not an eye problem. That's something.
I have been living with
it. You wouldn't be able to get LASIK? That wouldn't work?
I still have to wear glasses if I get LASIK.
Okay.
My eyes are that bad.
Mine are, too. I think mine are worse than yours, aren't they?
Nope. We've already had this discussion.
Have we?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Am I not worse?
I win at failure. I win at failure here. So, but anyways.
Hold on. What were yours?
Stigmatism, like horrible stigmatism.
Yeah, but what? I have a stigmatism as well. But yours, what is your prescription?
I don't remember.
Not that
this
bad.
This is going to be completely different because I actually have my contacts in.
Astigmatism is
right,
focused.
Right, then you can see how I see.
Well, I can. Let me see those things.
No, that
I
doesn't help. If I've got my contacts in,
then you
doesn't...
see what I'm. You see what I'm saying.
Okay, then I'll give you.
Okay, you have
my
bad
glasses.
Astigmatism, but your eyesight's not nearly as bad as mine. This is like -2, maybe, -2.5 or 3. And
I
your
say,
astigmatism
say...
is like 3, and.
And
I
want to
say it was
were,
like a 6 or something
yours?
Like that.
4 and 4.5.
Mine are 5 and 5.75.
Yeah, that's your.
I'm pretty sure I was at a 6 or something.
But you're talking. He's talking about astigmatism, also focusing the outer round of his eye. They can fix that.
Well, the
you,
reason
I'm
the reason
sure,
I say
sure
that one of the friends
to.
That I had at my party, the blonde girl, she's my ophthalmologist.
Yeah.
She told me that she doesn't feel comfortable operating on my eyes.
Wait, ophthalmologist?
No, ophthalmologist.
Oh, that's the different.
Yeah, they're the ones that actually do surgery.
Okay, well, I was like...
No, ophthalmologist. Okay. Not the one drinking here. So anyways, if we could have an amazing day for me, I'm going to go really, really blasé. It's not going to be anything crazy exciting. I'm not going to, like, do a Debbie Does Dallas kind of thing or anything crazy like that. I'm going to do...
I've done that. I don't need fake memories of that.
I'm going to do a... I would like to be an SR-71 pilot for a day.
That'd be boring. It's way too high up. You're in freaking atmosphere.
The rush of getting up there and the rush of getting back down to Earth.
Be an astronaut. You take it's more G's. It's more fun. You actually experience zero gravity, not just low gravity while you're cruising and your camera's doing what it does for 12 hours and then you land.
So, I don't know.
In the 80s.
Hey, I liked SR-71 as a kid.
They were cool. I built models, but...
I built lots of plane models when I was a kid. But, anyways, that's mine. If I could erase memory... I don't know. You know, I'm kind of with Vic on this. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah.
And I'm not fucking dead yet.
And I'm not one of those. Like, you know, everybody has regrets, but you don't dwell on your regrets. So for me, it's, I don't know. I've had some shitty times in life, and everybody has.
Yeah.
Racing him's not going to do anything any better.
Well, I'd hate to forget that and then do it again.
Right.
Or fall for the same fucking trick.
Well, it's not even that. It's just the fact that the bad things that happened in your past also help shape the person that you are today.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Not exactly, but yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, what if you fall off what if you're a kid and you fall out of a tree and then you have a fear of heights your entire life? And it, like, impairs your life? Or if you get in a car wreck and you're, like, 6 and now you're afraid of driving and you ride a bike everywhere or some shit? I'm like, what if you could erase that and you'd be normal?
I wouldn't really see that as being normal. I mean...
Well, I mean, you would erase
just,
that fear,
still,
that phobia.
You can get over it yourself without having to erase that memory. And that would just make you stronger.
Yeah, some people won't do.
So this question has strangely gotten way more serious than we normally do.
It's awesome, though. That's cool. Cool idea.
I don't... But, yeah, I don't...
Trimming it down a little bit with the Tiltcast.
And I would not... I don't think I would... I wouldn't fake any memories.
Like a fantasy more often. Like,
no, I
like
wouldn't.
From the history.
I still wouldn't. Because I don't want false memories. I want real memories. I want to do things in real life.
Let's go.
And actually... and actually, like, I actually want to do something. I don't want to just have these false memories that no one believes in. Like, I want to actually do them. If you have false memories about doing something, why don't you just fucking go out and do it?
I don't have a spaceship, and the Colosseum's kind of falling apart.
And I can't fly a rocket ship.
I'm sure you can find a way.
But, you know, actually, you know, speaking of that...
There are ways around
there
everything.
There are the commercial space flight...
Except for yours.
No, commercial space flight is coming soon.
Forget your dreams.
Commercial space flight is coming soon, and you know this, Vic.
Yeah, dude, SpaceX and...
I will save some money up to go up into space.
I'm going to do zero gravity.
$200,000 will make you one of the first 100 people.
Yeah, I'm not going to raise that anytime soon. But
neither am I. I can't even fucking buy groceries.
So
groceries.
Groceries.
No, have a drink. Take a drink.
I'm good.
Sorry, guys.
You should be drinking.
No, I'm good. I'm going to drink tomorrow night if you guys are up.
Yeah. Is it a night? Is it a day of my life?
I'll have another day off the next day. Anyways, so I don't know where to take the show after this, man. This is like...
Fuck, I don't either. I don't... Do Holly, any of us have news?
They hate us by now. They hate us.
No, they don't hate us. There's not a lot of news going on. You know, I've been scouring the interwebs for a couple of days, and everything felt like filler news. Unless you got some... Oh, that movie.
Movie I want to see so bad.
Who died?
Who died? What's he been at?
No.
You're a Saints fan? You didn't say who dat?
No, who died? Comic book fucking legend.
Not Stan Lee.
No, not Stan Lee.
Poop my pants.
Fuck.
Writer?
No, he was the drawer.
Illustrationist?
Illustrationist.
Illustrator.
Yes.
Which actually, there's in comic books you have like lines.
When did he die? Did he die today or yesterday?
Sunday.
Okay. Who died? What's that date?
Just comic book deaths.
Sunday was the 13th. 12th.
Sunday.
Fuck.
Why do you have to put me in this position? Now I'm not taking forever.
You did, like being bent like that, Nos.
Joe Kubert. Yeah. He died at, what, 84?
I'm finding that out.
Not bad for inhaling all that.
85, good call.
85. Yep, died on Sunday. Fucking terrible.
Was he still illustrating?
He was still illustrating. He was actually in the hospital whenever he passed away, and he was still doing illustrations while he was in the hospital.
Damn.
Yep, he did Superman, he did Batman, he did... So many fucking DC comics.
Just loved his job, man. That's awesome.
And he was like, he is one of the original, like, old illustrators that's passed away. And I think there are only, like, what, two or three left?
Something like that. He's DC Comics.
Yeah. You guys ever watch Chasing Amy?
Yeah.
That, like, you might not. I know some people hate on the movie, but
no,
I love it.
I like the movie, but it's one of those movies where you can watch, like, once or twice, and then you're just like, this movie is fucking depressing, and I hate Ben Affleck.
Yeah, Butterfly Effect. Ugh. But one of those movies.
I hate Ben Affleck so much.
I don't hate him. I don't see why everybody hates him. I mean, he's not great, but I don't hate him.
I don't like him. I've never liked him.
I dislike other people way more.
I like Matt Damon. Ugh.
Matt Damon.
And I love what's his face. My name is Earl.
Jason Lee.
Jason Lee, yes. Jason Lee is the shit.
Well, I love My Name is Earl.
I never got into that show.
We were watching Wilfred, and the fat buddy.
The fat guy that was in...
crap on Wilfred. He's an asshole neighbor.
Are you talking about Randy from My Name is Earl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy's pretty funny, too.
He was also in Butterfly Effect.
Yep. Ooh, strange.
So, getting back to your news. Back to your news, Vic. There's a movie called Wreck-It Ralph.
Yep.
And that has...
Pretty much every awesome video game character ever.
Like the 80s and 90s.
Oh, man, everything.
And Wreck-It Ralph is like, he's basically kind of like Donkey Kong mixed with Mario at the same time.
I'm thinking Rampage. He's more like one of the characters from Rampage because he's running up buildings, punching out windows, and eating people.
Okay, to be honest...
Yeah, but he looks kind of like a really broad-shouldered dude, almost shaped like a gorilla.
The Incredibles.
But he looks like he's also in a plumber outfit.
The only thing that I recognized from that, from watching the trailer, was the fucking ghost. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
You didn't recognize Zangief or...
From Street Fighter?
How
about Cuba?
Kubert?
You had Bowser?
Yeah, Bowser.
Tons. Bowser.
It was loaded with all classic characters, and they were all in like a support group about being unhappy about being stuck in the same game doing the same thing every day.
Terrible memory.
And he abandons his game. He's like, screw this. I'm tired of doing the same thing every day. I'm a bad guy.
I remember that, but other than that, I have a terrible, terrible memory.
And they're like... You're a bad guy, but you're not a bad guy. I mean...
It's true. You know, just because you play as a bad guy doesn't mean that you actually are.
And so he bailed on his game, basically traveled through all the other games, and it started a big controversy between the other characters. Really good. The trailer's funny. Just watch it.
It is a cute trailer.
It looks like we got Ryu, Ken, M. Bison, Sonic, Pac-Man, Zangief, Cyril the Zombie from House of the Dead.
Nice.
Bowser, Dr. Eggman, Q-Bert, Kano and Smoke, Chun-Li, Neff, Altered Beast, Paperboy, and Frogger.
I love Altered Beast.
Oh, yeah, Paperboy in there. That's awesome.
Well, I think it's funnier that they have, like, fucking six different guys from the two major fighting games they in the 90s.
Yeah, Street Fighter.
Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat. But, yeah, I'm actually kind of excited about that. It looks goofy. It looks fun. It's family-friendly.
Well, and then it plays on the nostalgia Disney, for everybody. That, it?
Yeah. It'll drag in people in their 30s who started playing, like, Raider Nintendo, and it will also draw in kids who played, like, Q-Bert and stuff. Like,
No kids have played Q-Bert.
No. You don't think so?
I was a kid when Q-Bert came out, you know? That's what I'm saying.
So good, though.
Hold on. This is Disney, though, right?
It is Disney, but it does look like it has promise, and I wouldn't normally say that about Disney, but...
If it was Pixar...
Oh, so much crazier.
That would be amazing. I'm not saying that this won't be, but it would probably be.
Well, it's
more
usually like
amazing.
Disney Pixar, like they
not
do, like,
no, two. Not for a long time.
Hey, you want to know how long Q-Bert came out? Okay, I'm 30. This game came out 6 months after I was born. There isn't any kids that grew up playing Q-Bert unless they're my age or your age.
Damn it! Well, everybody's seen that damn arcade game.
No, they haven't.
The Max exists.
We have.
Damn. Man, I'm
okay,
old.
Okay, the Max may exist, but only like four of their fucking boxes work.
You know, that's my irritation, so I'm gonna vent for a second about...
Doucher hipsters keep pouring their beers down.
Yeah, and the thing is, anytime a game actually fucking works there, all of the hipster, like, all of those fucking douchebags...
They got their beers
sitting around it, and you can't even play it. The only thing you can fucking play is the fucking Simpsons.
Yeah, and only one good. Of the controllers like work. It. Only one of the controllers work.
Because someone poured their hipster PBR down it.
Fucking,
I love PBR,
I don't care for that place just because of that. It's really small, and...
And you don't get service unless you have tits.
Yeah, well...
I have a wiener, and I go in there quite often and get a lot of beer and drinks.
I've just... Every time I've been there, it's been like 5-10 minutes in between drinks.
A friend of a friend works there.
They actually have a drink called a Ninja Turtle, and it's amazing. You can get a shot or a big drink.
To me, they're an example of people playing off other... like companies and businesses that play off other people's nostalgia, and then it becomes trendy. And the people that think it's trendy don't even really know what the fuck
it is. There's actually... There's another bar that does the exact same thing, and is it Electric Circus?
That's a little different. But the thing is, the local guy owns it. The Dust Bowl. Which is a bowling alley across the street, which is awesome.
That one's awesome. Yes, I have never
Red
actually
Bull and vodka.
Been there. No, hold on. The place that I'm talking about, though, that actually has the games and stuff, is that Electric Circus, or am I thinking of something else? Because there's
Electric
the
Circus
Max.
And Enzo, between the two, is a hallway, and it has games.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Those actually work, and I enjoy that
area.
Yeah,
because you're either humping an Electric Circus, or you're humping an Enzo. You don't stop
I do,
between humps to...
Oh, no. No, I just go there.
I'm sorry, dancing.
I go there. I don't
bump
dance.
It and grind it.
I do not
dance. Oh, I believe you are a dancer, if there ever was one, Holly.
No, not since the war.
The midget shuffle?
The Vietnam War?
The only time
I ever...
They
don't sag that bad. Come on, don't be so hard on yourself.
The only time I ever danced was at my other job.
That's not dancing.
And that, yeah. Well, it was dancing. It's just provocative.
I danced one time.
Wiggling your ass doesn't count as dancing.
I did. I wasn't just like that, though.
Were you spinning around?
I was a lot better than that, I'd like to think. I don't
More
know.
Hands
Maybe it was all
on?
In my head. No. No. Not that at all.
So anyways. Do we got anything else? Because, honestly, there is not a lot of news.
Nope.
Next week's going to be better. I'm going to be talking a little bit more about Darksiders after I've gotten some real playtime in it.
And
you're
going to
be hating life.
Yeah,
I'm going to be hating life, but at least, I mean, when I get back, there will be so much crap.
You will hate life with a passion.
You forget, okay? This is, you know, you might be, you know, used to dealing with the peons of humanity. When Greek gods go through things like this,
Greek
gods? They basically levitate and cast
Greek
lightning bolts
gods.
At their foes. So it's okay.
Well, you will not have had a boner for 4 months, so maybe you won't be a Greek god.
Yeah, I
see.
Holly,
maybe
I expect
you're gonna
you to meet me at the airport. Okay.
Maybe you're gonna be going. Maybe you'll be going the way of the Greeks. And
he's
just,
probably had a boner.
He'll just be sharing.
I've had about four since I've been on the show, so I don't know how I'll survive.
So, anyways, I guess what I want to say.
Oh, there's some brie. There you go. You're right, Holly. Got a wet spot. Totally kidding. It dried up a long time ago.
So what I want to talk about real quick is things to look forward to next week. Obviously, if you haven't picked up Darksiders and you were a fan of the first one, this new one is more the same. I suggest it on console, and I wouldn't normally say that, but I think it's a version ahead of the one that I got right now, and you at least won't have to deal with the graphical options I'm dealing with. So, hopefully it'll be better in a week, and I'll let you guys know next week. But, aside from that, coming out next week is Dark Souls on PC.
Ooh.
And something I forgot to mention, Counter-Strike.
Man, how long has it been?
They got a new Counter-Strike coming out Tuesday.
10 years?
And it's like $13. $13. I'm going to lay down the law and just pick it up. Transformers War of Fall of Cybertron is coming out next week as well on everything. Actually looks really fucking good. I'm going to have a real hard time deciding what I want to play next week because it's like Dark Souls, I'll finally get to play multiplayer with Trent, and I really want to play that, and me and him are super hardcore about that game.
We're supposed to play Borderlands together.
You need to catch up to me and Scott.
Get some action on that new computer, Holly. Besides, you know, Naughty.com and all the other stuff you go to.
I know.
Yeah, all the free porn sites can wait. Let this fuck up your
computer. You guys gave her antivirus, right?
Yeah, Rex believes Rex did.
Ruh-roh.
Rex would have. But, Rex should be back next week. He had to work a lot tonight dealing with some access problems. But
my replacement. No.
Yep.
I'm kidding, Rex. Don't worry.
But other than that, not a lot else coming out for a little while. Hopefully, The Secret World, me and Trent are trying to get a hold of a copy of that. I don't have a whole lot of extra money.
And me.
And you.
How much is it?
$49. It's an MMO. Have you seen anything about it?
No.
I'll show you a little bit before you leave. But to explain it, what it is, it's an open world MMO where you do not have classes. So, like in a lot of games like WoW and, you know, Final Fantasy and everything else, you had a, you know, like a tank class, a healer, blah, blah, blah. Well, you start off a character in vanilla mode, and that vanilla mode kind of builds out into whatever you want him to be. So he can, you got a class wheel that basically just lets you spec into anything you want, and you just start following a tree. And you can make him like a DPS damage tank healer person, or whatever you want to do. It's just, it lets you play however the hell you want. And it's also based in modern times, so you could have like a gunslinger kind of guy. You could have a guy that just is awesome at guns. You could have an energy-based dude, or whatever you want it to be. So you got like these powers, or these specializations, and on top of that, all of the mythology in the game is based on modern, Greek, old-school mythology. It's just all over the place. You got stuff, everything from like fucking Cthulhu to Greek mythology to Roman mythology, and it's all basically real. So it almost reminds me of, have you guys ever read American Gods?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Look it up. It's written by Neil Gaiman, or Gaiman, or however you say his name.
Gaiman what?
Neil Gaiman.
Gaiman.
He writes some pretty good stuff. Sometimes, not so much, but it kind of reminds me of that. So for people that are listening to me that do know what Neil Gaiman is and do know what American Gods is, that's what it kind of looks like. It looks like it's almost kind of playing off, here's old school fantasy based in a modern setting. So that's the idea of the game. But looks really cool. It's been getting reviews that are going all over the place, but everybody's kind of saying, hey, it's actually kind of cool. It's got a monthly subscription, and it's $49. So I want to play it just so I can talk about it for a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially when I don't have a lot of games coming out until October. Give me something to do for a couple months. Obviously, I'm not going to be the MMO guy that plays something like crazy, but...
Not to mention you get the in-game Steam clothes, too.
Yes. Yeah, if you buy it off Steam.
You get the...
What's a subscription a month, though?
Probably 10 or 15.
Like, WoW? Like, that's what WoW is. 15, or used to be.
I have no idea.
WoW was 15 for a long time.
Yeah. I don't know what it is anymore, but I know that...
Well, that's how much Old Republic was.
Not anymore.
No, it's going free to play.
Yeah.
Is it? Because I don't know if they still have my card. Like, I don't know if they've been charging me this entire time.
Probably. You should pay attention to that. Did you ever cancel it?
I really should, but I'm kind of lazy.
Freaking...
So, anyways, there's not a whole lot else that we got going on to the show. Next week will be a little bit more interesting. It is Vector's last week for a while. He will be back.
I'll be back and better. With some stories. Don't worry. I will store it all in my brain. There'll be some good stories.
So, with that, what are we doing for Gauntlet in a couple weeks?
We'll Gauntlet, be doing Halo? Not this Saturday, but next Saturday will be Halo Reach. Awesome. Glad to get back into some Halo again.
Yeah, and we start season 3 here in like 3 episodes.
Yep.
So
season fucking 3. I need to get some more paper.
Yep. Oh yeah, Cinnamon Challenge.
Yeah, we'll be doing that tomorrow.
Yep.
Ooh, hopefully. Yeah.
We had some problems with getting a camera.
If we don't do it tomorrow, we're going to be fucked.
I got cameras.
Victor.
I should be able to borrow it if Danica isn't going to be able to actually be here to record it for us. Then I'll talk to her tomorrow whenever I get to work. I'll still be able to borrow the camera.
Yeah, and then you'll have to talk to Trent about getting some Visqueen or something in here.
Some what?
The
plastic. I can get...
Oh, I've got shit that we can use.
Okay, so we can lay it all over the floor.
Yeah, Polly's
used to big cleanups.
Yes, I am.
Shit just spraying everywhere. Like, oh, Jesus, everywhere. This never happened, I swear.
Everywhere.
Every time.
So, yeah, I can... That's fine. It'll take up about this entire section.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out how to keep the lighting from
fucking
shining.
Some people have died from this, so... Yeah.
So your buddy will be on site with his phone.
Yeah.
We're not going to have a practice run. It's going
to
be awful.
We all need to have a lot of
water. Nurses. I'll bring two nurses. But the people that have died,
well,
they
hold on,
inhale.
Hold on. There's a difference between a nurse and someone that's actually just dressed up as a nurse.
Well, I can bring a he and a she, and she will wear a nurse costume if I bid it.
What about he?
You want him to?
Depends.
I might want him to, too.
It depends.
Do you seriously know a nurse?
Yeah. Aaron's a nurse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then he's coming up here to do that. Yeah.
So is his mom and his
okay. Well, then
mom, his aunt.
He's definitely the one that's going to be. Recording
I actually know
us.
Like five nurse dudes, and like
it's a pretty rough
dudes.
Job.
It's kind
of
hot.
You should meet some of them. I'm saying they're pretty hot. They're hot dudes. Girls throw themselves at these guys, but a couple of them are married.
I don't throw myself at anyone.
You will. They're like magnets.
So, anyways, well, here's what we're going to do. We'll be doing that tomorrow night. You guys will be seeing it soon after we produce it. I got an intro going up soon that I got to get edited. It's very fucking over the top. You know which one I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, Holly.
Yep.
Just got to get the names corrected.
I'm going to hate tomorrow.
Yeah. And then we can go drinking afterwards.
Yeah. To lubricate our dry vessels.
Yeah.
And so I can sleep on the way to Missouri.
So anyways, we're going to close the show out. Find us on Twitter at twitter.com/tiltcast. On Facebook, facebook.com/tiltcast.
Thanks to me.
Thanks to your marketing expertise.
Yeah. That's my job. If you
somebody.
If you want to hire someone for some extra.
Yeah, because.
Likes.
You need some money.
$5 at a time. She takes $5.
I'm poor.
So the other thing, of course, is find us on iTunes at iTunes and search Tiltcast. Or Stitcher. Or Tiltcast.com, which is in the process of a redesign. So we'll be seeing lots of changes soon. So anyways, we're going to close this episode out, and we will see you guys later. What?
Shoutouts.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Out shouts.
Shout one out.
TVGP.com. They do good things.
Oh, God, you suck.
No. You do that last.
I know. That's why I was doing them first this time. They might like a little priority, okay? So you do to
good
friends.
You said the wrong web address. That's the problem.
I know.
So, going to Friends of the
that's
Show.
That's funnier.
I'm going to go with thecarouselpodcast.com. We're going to go with Elseworlds Podcast, Comic Good Guys and Girls. We got For the Love of Gaming, which I'm going to be on an episode of soon. We got bmfcast.com. We got extraplay.info, noquarters.net, and tvgp.tv. They do good things.
Also,
yes.
Calmat Foundations.
Okay.
.org. That
spelled
is
spelled with a K.
Kalmat. Foundations.org. They supply shoes and school supplies to kids in other countries that cannot afford them.
Oh, yeah. We probably want to support people like that, even though we're assholes.
Like Sri Lanka and stuff like that, where it gets super fucking hot and they're walking around barefoot.
Yeah, don't take us for nice people, but we care about things that horrible.
We do.
Yeah.
It
kind of sucks. It'll be us if we get... we've been so horrible in this life. If reincarnation is happening, we're going to be those people next.
I bitch about the fact that I can't buy enough food for myself. They can't even buy fucking shoes.
So, anyways.
Buy some more Toms. Sucks. They'll donate your spare set of Toms over to
them. I'm not going
to
buy Toms for that. I'll just give it to the owner of Combat Foundations.
So anyways, with that, we're wrapping up. We'll see you guys next week. We'll be talking a little bit more about Darksiders. Have our shit in order. I will have had more sleep. Unfortunately, we won't have Victor, but we will have Rex.
I'll have stories, though,
I'll be here.
From my zombie apocalypse.
I'm leaving little Easter eggs for you guys, by the way.
Easter eggs?
I don't believe it.
What are you doing?
It'll be little random things that people say or do while I'm gone that I left instructions for.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
Already done.
Already
done. I
don't
believe it.
You don't have to believe.
Fair enough. Well, the legacy of Victor will live on.
It's like I'm still going to be here. Like, people are still going to be purchasing random bottles of alcohol due to instructions.
Yeah, but you're not. if those bottles of alcohol are sent to me directly.
Directly?
Then yes, I'll believe it.
All right, well, we're getting the fuck out of here, so we'll see you guys later.
Bye,
guys.
You guys
have a wonderful time.